you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Brian Hammer Jackson. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network, 94.7, Internet Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We are global. We are worldwide. Our audience is getting larger and bigger. Been on the air for more than 10 years. Today I want to say rest in peace, Dianne Feinstein. She was a great woman. She was an inspiration to young ladies, women, even men. She died today at 90 years old. We're going to talk more about that. Our top story, Biden warns Trump. The MAGAs, or MAGA's extremist movement, is a threat to democracy. And hopefully we'll have our world-renowned psychic, Pat Oberlin, coming to the studio. She's an expert with tarot card reading. And if you're interested in getting read, please come in the studio. I don't really have to tell you the number because chances are you know the number. If you're, since we're internet radio. So join us if you'd like to come in. But if you don't know the number, I've been on the air for I don't know how long, and I should know it by now. So I'm going to take a shot, 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. This is radio, and we're going to be on for the next hour. So she'll be in today, too. So if you're into psychic readings and tarot card readings and want to ask her some questions, please do. Call in. And probably give you a free reading. Dianne Feinstein. Man, you know, there's only a couple of people that I think could be inspiration to girls and young girls and even men. A couple of them I can think of off the top of my head would be Taylor Swift, Dianne Feinstein, Oprah Winfrey. Those are just top of my head. The people who used to be an idol, I believe, is Beyonce, but I don't understand Beyonce. Ever since she got married to Jay-Z, her music don't make no sense to me anymore. It doesn't make sense. But Dianne Feinstein is one hell of a woman, empowered woman, independent woman. She's a trailblazer. Here it is from NBC News. Senator Dianne Feinstein, she's a trailblazer in the U.S. politics, the longest-serving woman in the Senate. She died at 90 years old. I'm not going to read the whole thing. You can tell when somebody's reading and it's boring. But she deserves gratitude, man. She handles herself with dignity. She represented California. I live in California. She's everything that a young girl should aspire to be. She was vocal on, she was an advocate of gun control. And she always tried to find a common ground with Republicans. It was none of this hate. You, I hate you because you're a Democrat. I hate you because you're a Republican. That bullshit came in with Trump. they worked together because they had a common goal, America. For 3 decades, she was in the Senate. She just died. She was 90 years old. They made fun of her towards the end. You know, it's cruel when you're a kid and all that. You make fun, you're a bully and everything because you think people are going to live forever. But I hope those people who made fun of her really feel guilty about it. I hope it eats you up inside because you never know when one will die. Because she was the oldest member of the Senate, the longest-serving female senator, and the longest-serving senator from California. She was supposed to retire in February at the end of her term. Well, towards the end, you know, as you get older, as we do here, as human beings in California or in the nation, we don't treat seniors as well as we should. We really don't. We mock them. We laugh at them. We do commercials about them. Aren't they cute? It's like kids, seniors, and puppies. She was facing calls for resignation concerns of her health. She announced her retirement. And President Joe Biden held her, calling her a passionate defender of civil liberties and a strong voice for national security policy that kept us safe. And she had values. Believe it or not, there's not many people have values in Washington. In her own words, she says, quote, I served with more U.S. senators than just about anyone. Oh, well. I'm sorry, Biden said that, not Diane. Biden said that. And Biden says, I can honestly say that Diane Feinstein is one of the very best. After Feinstein missed votes in late February, her spokesperson said on Wednesday the senator is in California this week dealing with health matters and hopes to return to Washington soon. But we know she never made it. Like I said, she was an advocate of gun control. She was championing the assault weapons ban that then-President Bill Clinton signed in law in 1994. She also helped for restrictive laws since the ban's expiration in 2004. She was also a chairwoman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. She led a multi-year review of the CIA's detention and interrogation program. But she was also an advocate of banning torture, too. She was a centrist. She was a centrist Democrat. She was known for trying to find common ground with Republicans, sometimes drawing criticism from her party's liberal members. She parted from them on a number of issues, including opposing single-payer government-run health care and New Deals, climate control. These are some of the things that she did. I mean, Feinstein, she preferred following Senate traditions and changing them. She voiced openness in 2021. To potentially altering filibuster rules if Democrats were unable to pass key parts of their legislative agenda, including voting rights reforms, gun control, like I said, reauthorization of the landmark Violence Against Women Act. This is who she was. We lost a good one. She says, it says that she was mentally unfit. People were saying that she was mentally unfit to serve towards the later part of her career, which is true. It's not mean, but it's true. I mean, you're 90 years old. Relax a little. You know what I mean? Just relax a little. She says, I remain committed to do what I said and I would when I was reelected in 2018, fight for Californians. That's what she wanted to do. She was hard. She was hugely influential in the state and national politics. Her support her support held great weight. She expressed to California Governor Gavin Newsom. Remember that name, Gavin Newsom. Whatever you think of Gavin Newsom, I mean, I'm going to go on a limb here, and maybe you guys don't know politics, and Gavin Newsom's from California. He's the governor of California, but I can only compare him to the next Kennedy. He kind of has these views. This guy, he wanted to run for Trump, but run against Trump, but, you know, again, we're a little divided. She wanted Alex Padilla, then California Secretary of State, to fill Kamala Harris' seat in the Senate after Harris was elected to vice president. She was married. I guess the hard part, you know, when we lose someone, she's human. I guess she lived a lot, the love of her life, about her deceased husband. He was an investment banker, Richard Bloom. He died last year. She is survived by her daughter, Catherine Feinstein, a San Francisco County Superior Court judge, her son-in-law, Rick Moreno, and her granddaughter, Eileen Feinstein Moreno. Extraordinary woman. Normally what we do is we have a tradition on the show. We've been doing it for 10 years, and I see our psychic is in the studio, and if you look at the show, and I'll read it before I take a break, that Pat Overland, world-famous psychic, she's here. And we're going to do our main stories, but if you decide that if you have time for maybe a tarot card reading, if Pat is amenable, she can do that for you. So you've got the number to do that, to come in for you psychic groupies, 319-527-6099. That's the number that gets you in the studio, too. So what we do is there's a tradition we have on this show. We've been doing it over 11 years. We only do this to what we call our regulars or our morning crew. We've been together for a long period of time, and during that time, people got pregnant, people got married, people got divorced, people got separated, people got hospitalized during all that time. And then people died. So it's a tradition that we do is when they die, when they pass, we send the angels to guide them. So we call it the angels. Normally I wouldn't do that for heads of state. I don't know Diane Feinstein, Ms. Feinstein personally. I do not know her. But I know of her reputation, and I know her heart, and I know what she did for California. For being in that capital for that long a period of time, hey, great job. So what we're going to do is we're going to call our angels for her. This is not usually what we do because she's not a morning crew, but we're going to make an exception for her. She died today, and we're going to send the angels to guide her through her next life. Today on the show, Biden warns Trump, the MAGA extremist movement. You should hear this speech. This is an unbelievable speech that Biden did. I never heard anything like that before. And we'll hear it. And we got our psychic, and I put it right here, right there, right in the title. Pat Overland's in the studio. So come in and join us. We're only here for about a couple of hours. And we'll be right back, but before we get back on the air, we got to call some angels for Diane Feinstein. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network, 96.7 BT Radio, along with the psychic Pat Overland's in the studio. We'll be right back.
Santa Maria, Santa Teresa, Santa Anna, Santa Susanna. Santa Domenica, Mary Angelica, Fader Ashes, Fader Pietro, Juliana, Petronella, Santos, Miroslav, Mahalia, Honora, the rest.
step out on the road. How much weight, how much? Then it's how long and how far and how many times. Oh, before it's too late. Call all angels, call all angels. Walk me through this wild, don't leave me alone. Call all angels, call all angels. We're trying, we're hoping, but we're not. On every day you gaze upon the sunset with such love, intensity. Why, it's almost as if you could only crack the code and you'd finally understand what this all means. Ah, but if you could, do you think you would trade it all the pain and suffering? Ah, but then you'd miss the beauty of the light upon this earth, and then the sweetness of the through this one, don't leave me alone. Call all angels, call all angels. We're trying, but we're not sure. Call all angels,
call all angels.
Call all
don't leave me alone.
Calling all angels, calling all angels. We're trying, we're hoping, we're hurting, we're loving, we're crying, we're calling, 'cause we're not sure how.
Go. Good morning, Pat Oberland. How are you, darling?
Good morning. Oh, that song almost put me to sleep again.
Yeah, well, we have a tradition. I know you do, but I think you'll hang in there. We have a tradition here that when somebody passes, we send the angels to help them through their journey. It's usually the regulars, but Diane Feinstein deserves it. I think there's somebody in here that you know. Hello, Josh. Good morning.
How goes the battle, my friend?
Still fighting, my friend. Still fighting. Good to hear your voice, Josh. Josh, Pat's in the studio.
Hi, Josh.
Hey, Trouble.
Oh, Jesus. Already.
No. Hey, if you call somebody Trouble, that means it's a sign of respect for an adversary of belief. How are you doing, man?
He was talking to you. He called you ma'am. Because I know
I'm doing fine. I thought he said ma'am.
She's waking up. She when Pat knows that there's a
show
on,
she needs to go ahead
it.
And get that coffee injection directly into her veins. I get it.
I'm working on it. Then he put the angels on and put me to sleep again. So
I know, right? Isn't it funny that like music with like melody, like it makes you kind of like, yeah, okay, I'm just gonna lay back a little bit. That's gonna be the rest of my day. I'm gonna nap longer than
my brain was already halfway there, so.
well Josh, I figured out you're the only one who did not get a psychic reading. Would you like to have a tarot card reading for the famous Pat Oberlin?
Oh my.
No, she did before, didn't she?
She did.
Talking about how my wife is not. Remember that?
Oh.
I don't remember him.
Oh
okay.
No, I'm happy to do it again. It's up to you guys. I mean.
Wow.
Well, just give me a few minutes, Josh. I'm still waking up, but I have to do coffee.
Yes, ma'am. You do that. You do that bump in that coffee. Yes, ma'am.
Well, we have yesterday we did a show about five things with women, what they do to control men. I got some feedback on Facebook, on Twitter, and two on Tiki Talkie, saying, well, what happens about men, how they treat women. Okay, I got that. I got it, and I do have it. So I'll play it, top five ways how men control women. Okay, I got that.
We invent everything, we build everything, we maintain everything.
There you go. And there it is. That's it.
That's three. That's not even five. What are the other ones?
That's it. What's the other ones? We nag, we need help, and we listen to our wives. I don't know.
It's like literally everybody listening right now. If you're in a building, I want you to look to the ceiling and look, just give yourself a nice panoramic view. And nothing that you are sitting in that protects you from nature, the weather, that is forever trying to kill us.
The weather's trying to kill us.
That woman did not put that up. I'm just saying. Enjoy that. The roads you drive on, the vehicles you drive. Enjoy.
Well,
we have
also
such decent weather here.
Oh, really? What's the weather
in
Niagara Falls? Okay.
Yeah, nothing disruptive up here.
Oh, good.
That's a sign of the apocalypse when the gray white north is okay.
Yeah, there that's a quiet before the storm. We're also a popular request, if we can fit it in, six mistakes men make when they go down on women. So we're going to try to squeeze that in.
Okay, and Brian, I will make fun of you at a later time.
it's our health segment. What can I say? I'm Dr. Drew does it, and nobody curses him. But when I do it,
because
it's like,
he's an actual
pervert.
Doctor.
Is he or not? He's not?
Yes, he is. He's a doctor.
Okay.
He's he's with Tom Segura right now. He's over there on the Your Mom's House network. Yeah. No, he's an actual doctor, though.
I don't know if Dr. Phil's an actual doctor. Is he really a doctor?
He's not a doctor. Dr. Phil is not a doctor. He has a master's degree in psychology. He's not a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Bill Nye, the science guy, doesn't have an actual degree in science. His degree is he's an electrician. Let me tear down a few temples for people.
Yeah, I was going to talk about the Easter Bunny, but I'm going to hold back on that one because I'm afraid Josh would tear him apart.
Don't even start. Come on, no, it's not.
Hey,
the time.
He's a good guy. I like the bunny.
It's not the
when
time.
When do rabbits?
Okay,
it's not the time. I mean, do we ever get it when a rabbit lays eggs? But let's forget about that. Here we go. Josh, and I'm giving Pat a chance to wake up, so you can jump in anytime you want to, Pat, but I'm giving you a chance to wake up. Josh, did you hear Biden's speech yesterday? Did you hear it?
No, I did not. Can you please fill me in with the gaffes that inevitably happen?
Okay, well, it's only 2 minutes. And Biden made a speech saying that Biden warns Trump's mega extremist movement is a threat to democracy. But here's Biden in his own words. I'll let him talk. It's only 2 minutes, but you'll get the idea. And back in, we'll have Josh make a comment on it. Josh, why do I feel that you're an independent? Are you a Republican or a Democrat? But I'm thinking you're independent.
No, no, no. See, the thing about me is I go back to the original where government is never to be trusted. I don't care what party they're from because
right.
I'm never invited to the party.
Right. Oh,
I don't
hear what
care
you're
if they're yeah, you can invent Republicans, Democrats, blah blah blah. It's all the same. These are the same people at the same cocktail parties. They're over in the Hamptons, we're over here working. So,
right.
I don't care.
I hear you. Well, this is going to be a big election because we know what's at stake here. We already reversed Roe versus Wade. There's a lot of things going on. Donald Trump vowed to go after the Democrats and vowed to take down the communication companies, NBC, CBS, because they said something bad about them.
No, take a moment to appreciate that. The constant is that both of them, even though they're part of the same social class, vow to take down people that disagree with them and the execution of their plans. But the plans always end up the same way. Government, more power, people screw you. Mm. Isn't it always the same thing?
Mm.
Yeah. So take a moment
I agree
to appreciate
with you.
That, people.
I agree. Well, here's President Biden decides to he's been laying low. He hasn't been making any comment about Trump. He figures let the guy hang his own self by his own words. But he decided to fight a little bit.
He reposted when DeSantis was attacking Trump during that GOP debate that was embarrassing. But he just posted something that Ron DeSantis said, and Ron DeSantis said it hoping that people would like, oh, he's actually snapping back at Trump. No, it was ammunition for Biden. That mofo is working with a musket.
Well, here he is right here in his own words. President Biden in his own words.
You know, something dangerous happening in America. There's an extremist movement that does not share the basic beliefs in our democracy. The MAGA movement. Not every Republican, not even a majority of Republicans, adhere to the MAGA's extremist ideology. I know because I've been able to work with Republicans my whole career. But there's no question that today's Republican Party is driven and intimidated by MAGA Republican extremists. Their extreme agenda, if carried out, would fundamentally alter the institutions of American democracy as we know it. Here is what you hear from MAGA extremists about the retiring Patriot General honoring his oath to the Constitution. Quote, he's a traitor, end of quote. In times gone by, the punishment, quote, in times gone by, the punishment would have been death, end of quote.
Oh, no, Trump?
This is the United States of America. This is the United States of America. And although I don't believe even a majority of Republicans think that, the silence is deafening. The silence is deafening. Hardly any Republican called out such heinous statements. We should all remember, democracies don't have to die at the end of a rifle. They can die when people are silent, when they fail to stand up or condemn the threats to democracy. When people are willing to give away that which is most precious to them because they feel frustrated, disillusioned, tired, alienated, it's up to us, the American people. In my view, the more people vote, the more engaged the whole nation becomes, the stronger democracy will be. So the answer to the threats we face is engagement. It's not to sit in the sidelines. It's to build coalitions and community. To remind ourselves, there's a clear majority of us who believe in our democracy and are ready to protect it. History's watching. The world is watching. And most important, our children and grandchildren will hold us responsible.
Now that was one. Hold on for 1 second. He did another one. And it was more. It was more in debt where basically he called Donald Trump a terrorist. And I can't find it. Wait a minute. Let me see if this is it. Okay. Let me try this one. One more. Listen to this.
Joe Biden refers to as the central cause of his presidency, defending our democracy. Just moments ago, speaking in Arizona at the announcement of a library dedicated to his friend and the late Senator John McCain, the president described a battle for the future of our country against a movement led by the former president, facing criminal charges for trying to overturn an election while also running for the White House for a third time.
Oh,
and there's something dangerous happening in America. There's an extremist movement that does not share the basic beliefs in our democracy. The MAGA movement. Not every Republican, not even the majority of Republicans adhere to the MAGA extremist ideology. I know because I've been able to work with Republicans my whole career.
Sorry, scared me too.
But there's no question that today's Republican Party is driven and intimidated by MAGA Republican extremists. Their extreme agenda, if carried out, would fundamentally alter the institutions of American democracy as we know it. My friends, they're not hiding their attacks. They're openly promoting them, attacking the free press as the enemy of the people, attacking the rule of law as an impediment, fomenting voter suppression and election subversion. Did you ever think we'd be having debates in your stage of your careers where banning books and burying history? Trump says the Constitution gave him, quote, the right to do whatever he wants as president, end of quote. I've never heard a president say that in jest.
The president also warning that Donald Trump would take a wrecking ball to the functioning of our government and to the Constitution if reelected.
Seizing power.
Yeah, shut that.
Concentrating power. Attempting to abuse power. Purging and packing key institutions. Spewing conspiracy theories. Spreading lies for profit and power to divide America in every way. Inciting violence against those who risk their lives to keep America safe. Weaponizing against the very soul of who we are as Americans. This MAGA threat is a threat to the brick and mortar of our democratic institutions. It's also a threat to the character of our nation.
The president also taking on some of the most dangerous and inflammatory rhetoric coming from Donald Trump in just the last few days, including attacks against this network and NBC News, and of course his claim that our country's top military official, the outgoing chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, should be executed for treason. It is just the latest in what has become a years-long pattern of attacks on the military and on our veterans, going back to when Trump slammed McCain's valor. Here's what the president had to say about Trump's attacks on Milley.
This is the United States of America. And although I don't believe even the majority of Republicans think that, the silence is deafening.
Joining us now, co-founder and executive director at Protect Democracy, Ian Bastin, political strategist Matt Dowd, and with me here at the table for the hour, New York Times editorial board member Mara Gay. Ian, I'll start with you. You know, you run a democracy watchdog group. Your reaction to the president's comments today in light of what we have been hearing from the former president over the past several days?
Well, thanks for having me. I think the speech was incredibly important. There's two things that I think the president said that I want to call attention to that were especially important. And one is that democracy and the protection of it is the defining issue of our time and is the defining issue of the election. And that's because everything else flows from it. Whether you believe in high taxes or low taxes, whether you believe in more regulation or more open markets, whether you believe in gun safety and gun control or the Second Amendment, the disagreement over those issues is what America and democracy is all about, that we can argue.
McCain.
Hey, folks. Our fundraising deadline is coming up, and I need your support to reach our goal.
who's tried to stand independent of this. John McCain couldn't win a Republican nomination in any state, let alone in Arizona today. He couldn't win an election as a Republican because of how far the Republicans have gone, including the idea that now Carrie Lake, who's the greatest election denier in the United States, is now going to run a Senate race in the same place as John McCain. That's one. But I also, Arizona has been, in many ways, one of the center states in this election denial and attacks on our democracy by the Republicans. You could put Michigan in that and Wisconsin.
Okay. Blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Yeah, that was a blah, lot blah, of things to unpack.
That's
a lot.
There was another one. I'm not going to find it, but basically Biden got really – he talked about extortion and execution and blah, 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 blah. Well, he's fighting back now. Trump had something to say. Trump is
not really fighting back. You know, fighting back and appearing like trying really hard to appear to be like Mike Tyson in his prime, and then showing up and throwing a limp-wristed flop slap at people is not the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It could be true.
Biden's not going to be the president after the next election. I guarantee that.
Well, we'll see. We'll see because...
No, I guarantee that. Either he's going to die or they'll hand it off to another, probably Newsom.
He's
over there looking... you saw that thing where that lady died like 3 months earlier and he's like, where is she? He's already seeing dead people. Come on, man.
Okay. It's warranted. I'm still stalling while Pat gets her coffee and everything because I'm curious about your tarot reading. So Donald Trump, I'm going to tell you something. He's a businessman. When we talked about this yesterday, if Donald Trump loses his brand, Trump made the mistake about branding his name, so he's one of the same. If you talk mean
you
about
know
Donald
he,
Trump.
You know he put Mar-a-Lago in Donald Trump Jr.'s name, so if he dissolves whatever.
Wow.
Yes. Before the election. Yeah. No. So here's something fun that people can do. Because they valued that property at $18 to $20 million, right?
Yes, they did.
If you go ahead on Zillow and you look up by grid, you can actually see that it's like 17.8 acres and it's beach to beach property and it's a bunch. It's crazy. They are revenue generation is over $25 million annually. But there is a house right next to it that is on 0.3 acres that is for sale for, the value of that by Zillow standards is double. So 0.3 acres compared to 17.8 with beach to beach with a giant building on it that generates like $25 million. So that's weird. That's just weird to me.
Well, not in real estate development world. It's a constant. They do this all the time. Those guys are the sleaziest. Those guys are like lawyers are sleazy.
Lawyers are sleazy. Real estate. No, when you're dealing with a real estate
Real
agent,
estate
you're
developers.
Dealing with a bullshit artist.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
No, this is important for people to understand. When you're dealing with a real estate agent, they're lying. When you're dealing with a politician, they're lying, but they can also ruin your life with what they
True.
Do.
True. And we
you know how easy
about
it is to walk away from a real estate deal? Literally, use your feet and move in the other direction.
Just move the other way. It's like we talked about this yesterday about Trump's brand. It's his brand. His name is his brand. So you go after his. If you go after him, you're going after his brand. And Trump doesn't like to lose because if he loses, that means his brand loses. So Trump, after all the stuff that's going on right now, Trump is still pissed off about the value of his property. So if you're on Trump's
No, no,
social
no, 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 no. Time out. It's really important to understand that the demarcation that was placed in that summary judgment in New York, saying that his property was worth substantially less than it actually is not pissing off Trump. It's pissing off the people of Palm Beach, Florida, because if his property is only worth $20 million, all those people surrounding his property Yeah, that's what you need to take into consideration. Not necessarily him and what's going on with him, but all the people surrounding that entire area. It's not West Palm Beach. This is Palm Beach. This is Prime Central. That would be great to have somebody on the ground to go interview those people. So apparently that $20 million property you just bought, you put that down payment on, turns out that your property is worth less than how much you put on the down payment.
Yeah. Well, and not to mention the banks and the loan institutions and overseas, but I mean, these people are going to take a big hit. They look like idiots. But Trump got upset. And here's what Trump had to say. This is 2 days ago. I'm behind. And mind you, when Trump gets upset, he does it in caps. I mean, it is just not just your regular caps. I mean, it's like super caps, you know. So according to Trump, this is what he said on Truth Social, Donald Trump. The widespread radical attack against me, my family, and my supporters have now devolved to new un-American depths at the hands of the deranged New York State judge doing the bidding of a completely biased and corrupt prosecutor.
Wait, time out. Is that true or false?
I would say false.
Why? Okay. Explain how that's true.
Here's how I bring it false. Okay, of course the prosecutor is going to be biased. They're prosecuting you, okay?
The prosecutor's already going after him. But no. The problem is the judge colluding and doing the exact same thing. Keep going.
We're going to get into weeds with that because basically the judge has
I know, but I'm saying, no, you have to be very specific in these situations because the prosecutor is already going after him, okay? And the judge, that's a summary judgment. A summary judgment
right.
means nobody had to appear. All they had to do was bang a gavel.
Well, okay, the context, put it in context, is that the judge ruled that Trump committed fraud. Now, normally, the course of justice...
A summary judgment.
Okay, well, usually a course of our judicial system is there is a trial. A person is presumed innocent until proven guilty. But in this case, the judge got all the...
No, when it comes to a summary judgment, that's why they're appealing.
Well,
they are appealing.
They are appealing, but I don't think it's going to work. I don't think it's
going to
work.
It's going to work because it was a summary judgment.
I understand that, but
Brian here. Do you own your house? I don't
what?
Care
I
if you do.
You.
Just say yes. I'm not worried about
no,
if you own
say?
Your house.
I'm not going to say yes until I know what you said again. What did
no,
you
no,
say?
No, I was saying, do you own your house?
Well, yeah, I do.
Okay, great. I'm a judge in a state that you used to live in.
Well, actually, no.
I disagree
in an apartment.
With you politically.
No. Listen. I live in California. I live in an apartment. But go ahead.
Okay.
But let's let everybody,
well,
before
I,
we go,
I,
let,
I don't,
before
I don't
we
really
go
care.
Further,
I, the
let,
point,
let's
the
let
point
everybody
that,
know. Wait, Josh, before we go further, let everybody know. Let's talk about what a summary judgment is. And a summary judgment is a decision made based on statements and evidence without going to trial, like I said. It seemed to be a final decision by a judge, and it's designed to resolve a lawsuit before going to court. One party in a case is entitled to judgment by law, and summary judgment is used in cases where there is no dispute about the facts. And that's what I just said. The judge just saw all the facts that he needed to see. Josh is right. He did make a summary judgment, but that's what a summary judgment is.
I know, and I would love. I'm fine because the demand was for him to dissolve all of his companies, right? Anything related to the Trump brand, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
Anything related to the Trump brand, they're trying. The judge is trying with a summary judgment where nobody showed up, and you said that was the final conclusion.
Did I say final?
Where a judge,
did I say final conclusion? If I said final conclusion, I misspoke. It's not the final conclusion.
I'm aware of that. I'm saying it's a judge basically comes with – they have the evidence and facts, and they make a conclusion. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. None of this has been tried. They've presented no evidence. I'm pretty sure Trump would love for them to present that publicly because that will guarantee him to be the president. But I'm just saying, like, the fact that they came and just said, oh, you know, the same place where Letitia James...
You see?
I'm sorry. Who's the DA? I'm sorry. Who's the prosecutor in New York?
I don't know. I forgot the prosecutor in New York, but I think Letitia James is Letitia James the state with Letitia James. No, is she the prosecutor? Let me see what is her title?
She's the state's attorney, right?
I think she is. I think she is. You're absolutely right.
The reason that she got elected is because she had no actual policy. Her entire election was based on I'm going after Trump.
Well, she is the New York Attorney General. That's who Letitia James is.
Okay. She's the Attorney General. Her entire election campaign was I'm not going to say anything about my beliefs. I'm going after Trump.
Okay. That's fine.
That's what happened.
Okay. Here it goes. She can go after Trump all she wants to. And I remember you made a statement about a week ago, and you got really upset. I think it was more than a week ago. It threw up with 3 weeks. And this back and forth is like, okay, well, they're going to impeach Trump. Now they're going to impeach Biden. This is going to go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Well, it has happened. But then I said, good. And the reason I say good is because that's our laws. That's our judicial system. If you're accused of a crime or corruption, you need to go through the judicial system. I'm 100%
for it. Yeah, I know,
but
we had a different conversation when it came to Russell Brand. I know, but I'm saying when it comes to this type of stuff, especially in the caliber that it's
mm-hmm.
in,
mm-hmm.
when
mm-hmm.
it's higher profile mm-hmm. for political reasons, which
mm-hmm.
is all this is, political reasons, you need to take it on a different metric. They keep bringing stuff up. Do you remember the Mueller report?
Sure. I read it.
That proved that the Russia hoax was nothing more than a DNC propaganda thing?
No, it did not. It did not prove that.
Really?
It did not. It was inconclusive,
first
of all.
It was funded by the DNC, no?
Well, it could be funded by the DNC. But the report was basically inconclusive. Mueller did not name Trump. He said he didn't even have he was in a box. He could only go so far when they're doing the Mueller report. They didn't get into Trump's criminality and other stuff going on. He had just he did not have a blanket carte blanche to investigate Donald Trump. It was what he was investigating at hand, and the report was inconclusive. That's basically what it was.
No,
now,
I'm
Trump
saying
said he
that,
was,
I'm saying
but
that
Trump
they could
said
not
he was exonerated, which he was not. But Trump was not exonerated from that report. He was not.
Okay, but that's an opinion.
That's his opinion, but no, but it is an opinion. But the fact of it is, it was inconclusive. That's the facts. Now you can take your opinion.
The fact of the matter is, if it was true, and the evidence proved it, then their opinion wouldn't matter. There'd be evidence, and everything would have been pushed, and that would have been done. But it was opinion motivated, and that's why it was settled in the way that it was settled.
Well, you know, there's all this evidence and stuff, but, you know, we're inconclusive when it comes to whether or not he's exonerated.
Yeah, I know. You don't want to exonerate him because they put so much into it, but you're not going to charge him for the stuff.
There's enough circumstances, or circumspect, and innuendos, and there's enough caveat and breadcrumbs to get to the meat and potatoes.
You're just saying words
to
now.
What I'm saying is he couldn't really go in depth, deep into Trump's financial. Financials. They didn't want him to do that. That was out of his scope. They didn't go into other things too. That was out of scope. So what he went through. So I didn't want to get into a Mueller report because I don't even have it up, and it's been, what, 2 years, and
I know. That's the point, though. Okay, so I'm happy for forensic accountants to go through every single member of the House, all Congress, everybody. I would love for, like, 5,000 intelligent forensic accountants to go through all the people that we elect and just start weeding out the bad eggs, and then they all go to prison for the rest of their life. I would love that.
See what you're saying. Well, here we go. You're right. Well, we got to move on. There'll be nobody, and it'll be an election every 2 years for temporary people to replace.
Why wouldn't you be the mayor of L.A.?
Yeah,
what are you
right.
doing in your free time?
Because I will be on a take. I would take everything, people's houses and cars, and I have my hand out all the time, going
and
at a party.
And then you'd be in prison. Yeah, I know. Isn't that fun?
No.
You'd be like, yeah, no. I know that you elected me mayor, but apparently I declared myself dictator.
Right. I'm begging
LA is its own
around.
State now, and this is our new flag.
Yeah, you're right. This is our new flag. you know me so well, Josh. That's true too. I won't deny that. So Trump got upset. Trump got really upset. So, like I said, this is what he said. Biden have a complete bias, corrupt prosecutor. Letitia James, who ran for office based on Get Trump platform, before even knowing anything about me. Trump, shut up. Everybody knows. People knew about you before you ran for office. But anyway, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Today's action is blah, 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 candidate for presidency, blah, 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 including a substantial leader, Joe Biden. It is terrible reminders. The radical left Democrats will stop at nothing in trying to prevent me and the American people from winning the 2024 presidential election. Regardless of the party, we cannot let this happen in the United States of America. And he goes on.
Can I
on.
Ask a question?
Yeah.
The magnitude and numbers of the radical left, are they greater than the magnitude and numbers of the radical right?
No.
Really?
I'm going to tell you something. What happened when the Tea Party entered the Republican Party, they were a very minor group of people, radical group of people. But the other people behind the Tea Party, my God, the radical right, make the Tea Party look like little boy and girl scouts.
Are
and
you
the same
equating
thing happened with
the more radical right, Republican right, to MAGA Republicans?
I think MAGA Republicans are more extreme than a radical right. I think they're more extreme. I think they're a cult. I think they're cultists.
Well,
no matter
okay,
what Trump
okay,
does.
Okay. No. I know, Brian. I'm giving you a layup here.
What are you trying to do?
Can you find a word that is crazier to describe a group of people ideologically possessed by a political party than radical?
Yeah, cult.
That's fun.
Well, it is. It is what it is. Trump even said he can shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and not even lose
Fifth
a vote,
Avenue,
which
yeah.
I think it's true. There are people who would die for him. Yes,
you think
there are people
that,
who would do it.
You think that Trump could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue in New York City
yes.
with an attorney general that's trying
yes.
to arrest him? And a judge in New York City that's trying to dissolve all of his companies.
Well, it's not what
I believe. At an undervalued rate.
Well, that's not what I believe. That's what Trump believes, and that's what's important. Because, like we
no,
said
I'm
yesterday.
Saying that, no, I don't care. I don't care about politics. I don't care about parties. I don't care about Democrats and Republicans. They're the same people.
You're asking me personally. I think if Trump shot somebody on Fifth Avenue in New York with Letitia James, the Attorney General, he might get off.
No.
He might get off.
There would be some weird
so.
Workaround where he definitely committed murder or attempted murder, and then they would have him stay in some, like, crazy estate off to the side where he would be locked in a building –
and then his Secret Service, because he was president, would have to sit in there with him and take shifts.
I don't. There's a joke. I don't even want to say it. It's the worst joke in the world. It's the
Brian,
most racist joke I ever.
Brian, please tell the joke. Just get it out.
I gotta get a disclaimer because I'm embarrassed and I'm ashamed to tell the joke, but it pertains to what you were saying. The joke is a southern town, and so this southern good old boy was driving drunk. As he was driving to the cornfield, he runs over two black guys. He gets out of the car and he goes, "Oh my god! I killed somebody!" Southern cop pulls up. Guy's still freaking out, and the sheriff says, "Calm down, boy. I think we got a case here. We got this nigger for breaking and entering, and we got this nigger for leaving the scene of an accident." That's the joke. That's the joke.
Okay, well, Brian, I'm very happy that you're going to hell. That's right.
I guess the point I'm trying to say.
There's something that people need to understand.
Are you ready to
There's
read
something
him
that
yet?
People need to understand about comedians and comedy. When you feel comfortable saying it out loud, it means that you've repeated that in your head enough times to make it comfortable.
No, I heard, you hear something that's horrible and it stays with you. But the point is what I was trying to say is we're talking about Donald Trump shooting somebody on Fifth Avenue. I'm saying the same thing. You're going to get some people saying, okay,
I'm
we got
I'm saying he's
going to
end up in a citadel and he's going to be buried in an unmarked grave.
I don't know. I don't know. Pat, are you ready to read? Because we're going to go into politics.
That was a nice segue,
all right,
Brian. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you very much. I'm getting myself out of this. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Pat Oberlin.
Thank you, friend.
And she's going to give Josh a tarot card reading. And I'm stepping back for a while and just listening. All right. Madam Psychic World Leader and Entities, please read Josh his tarot card.
Yep. Just give me 1 second. I'm putting them on
the
table.
I'm just like awaiting doom and gloom. Let's go.
Why doom and gloom?
We're in the fourth turning, and there's no such thing as a peaceful transition. So, let's go.
Okay. There's success coming to you with financial independence. You have to have a bit of patience to bring success.
Yep.
You and your partner are in the middle of destiny, like things that are meant to be.
You're telling me I'm going to put another thing in that oven. Okay, I'm okay with that.
I didn't say that.
Okay, well, I'm really trying, so keep going.
Well, anyhow, there is a bit of disappointment and success from a distance.
An inheritance, one of my family members is going to die.
What'd you say, Josh?
I said an inheritance, one of my loved family members is going to die.
I didn't say that either. I said financial independence.
Oh, no, I've already been that since I was like 23.
Okay, so it's basically saying you have the ability right now to pull in what you want for future. There is going to be major changes for you. Just defend your success and use your intuition on everything you do, because right now your intuition is stronger than the logic.
My intuition says grow a mullet and start buying lottery tickets. I'm just messing with you. Keep going.
No, that's it, honey.
I
did a small
one.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Pat.
So the tarot says that I'm going to be awesome. Nice.
If that's how you want to interpret your reading? And
I mean,
you're
she
awesome.
Said there's a little bit of disappointment, but most of it's going to be pretty awesome. Hey, if I have to walk down the street and stub my toe, and then me moaning on the ground like a crybaby, I look over and I see somebody dropped a lottery ticket, a winning lottery ticket. Okay, I'll take a little bit of disappointment for that.
Wait, you guys' readings are good. When Pat reads me, I'm doomed. I'm just doomed.
We could so easily just push California into the city. I'm telling you, it's not that hard.
Well, we got to go back. So basically, I read what Trump said. He's upset, and basically he's saying the Democrats and blah blah blah.
Okay,
empathy
question. Would you be upset?
Yeah.
Would you be upset if you were treated the way that Trump was treated?
I wouldn't, and I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why.
I saw both.
No. When you put yourself out there. And you
yes,
put yourself in public.
You should always
you put yourself in
prepare
position.
If you are in the limelight to be under a magnifying glass. Yes, to be
right.
persecuted in such a way
well,
would be a little bit annoying.
Well, it would be, but that goes with the territory. Especially if you're running for the most powerful position in the world, you're going to be scrutinized. You're going. Not everybody's going to. I say this on my show. I said, not everybody's going to dig me. Not everybody's going to like me. Not everybody's going to like your show. I'm not for everyone. You know, I got the 5% who love me. The 95%.
Who told
I'll
you
take
that?
This
who, told you, who told you it was 5%?
I got my 5%. You leave my 5% alone, sir.
That's,
don't make
that's,
me cry.
That's a big reach. Five?
Yeah, that's a big reach. Don't you make me cry. But I'm not for. But if I put myself out there, I'm fair game on this, as you can tell when people come in. But when you put yourself out there, yeah, it's part of the job. It's part of what you're doing. The rewards are great, but they reap the rewards. You got to take some slinging arrows. It goes with the territory. So yes, you know, if he wants to run for president of the United States, yes, he's going to be vetted and he's going to be criticized, and not a lot of people are going to love you.
There is a difference between looking through his social media, going through his financial records, talking to people that have met him before. Yes, that's great. Please expose all terrible people. But when people start even in NFL, when you start targeting players like a star running back or a star wide receiver, you start bending your head down and putting your shoulder into them, making sure they get injured. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No.
It means I'm saying no. Seriously, when they're taking drastic measures to punish him,
right?
Four indictments, two impeachments.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, come on. Nobody, I'm not saying that, okay, I'm not saying that persecution of bad actors is not justified. I'm saying repetitive persecution for people on one side of an aisle, because apparently we only have two here. If there's repetitive persecution, there needs to be a lot of questions asked. The trivium, who, what, where, when, how, and why. Why is the biggest question? Okay, that's pretty easily explained. He's the opposition. Now, are you familiar with the term banana republic?
I object to that, sir. And please pass the banana split. And get that kangaroo out of my court. Why do I have the kangaroo in my court again? Yes, I am. I'm aware of that. What is up?
This is why
I'm
we
aware.
Don't let Brian do drugs, guys. Right there. Hey. So
this is why he failed rehab. What do you mean I don't get a chip in my contract?
This is why they
bastard.
He was so sober that they were like, just get out of here, Brian. Get out of here. That's enough.
I'm the only one who goes in sober and still don't get a chip. I don't know.
It's a brain thing. Anyway, so
I played football without a helmet because I was a real man. Continue.
and also, it looks that way because he also played without a cup. Anyway, so
you leave
so
my penis
banana republic
there.
Is yeah. You really you yeah you walked into that one.
You took a dainty stroll. You might have even skipped
it. I went in that joke without a cup. You get kicked in the balls. Go ahead.
Stuff happens on occasion. every time in history, there's supposed to be a peaceful transfer of power. Okay.
Sure.
And then if the peaceful transfer of power, it doesn't matter if one party, you know, participates so long as it's transferred over. And then that party A doesn't attend, but party B takes over. And then party B comes back and starts prosecuting lawyers and associates of party A. Well, that's ripe. That's very ripe for a civil conflict of sorts, and I think we should avoid that, because I have this weird thing about me where if you work and you acquire the goods and services that you've earned, you should be able to live your life freely. But we're not allowing that these days. What say you, Brian?
I think he's a gun.
Yeah, I know.
No, I was having coffee. I was having coffee. Okay, go ahead, Josh. What were you going to say? No, I'm only kidding. I heard everything you
I'm
said.
Saying if you
I heard everything.
And earn the things that you have,
yeah.
More power to
yeah.
you.
Right.
Good for you.
Okay.
If you have
yeah.
something
yeah.
I don't have that is more expensive than what I have, it means that you worked mm-hmm. harder for it. Good for you. If
okay.
you did not work as hard as I worked and you have nicer things because of political affiliation, fuck you.
And you wanted to be my vice president. I was going to be
the Secretary of State. I was going to go into North Korea. And I was going to make a fat joke to Kim Jong-un.
You're damn right I'm seeing you in North Korea, and you're going to Russia, too.
I'll be like, why are you fat and everyone around here, I can see their rib cage through their clothes. What's up with that?
I know. I'll send you over with a McDonald's bag. It'll make them happy. You know, but the thing about it is, you have to be a real naive person to believe there's no corruption in Washington.
It's all corruption all the time.
Oh, gee, you're so cynical. You're really cynical.
I'm not cynical. No. Time out. Here's an important distinction. Americans have a very elongated middle finger by default. We don't trust government. That's our thing. That's the cornerstone of everything that our nation was built on. I do not trust you, political person. Oh,
well,
but I'm wearing a suit. Oh, that's adorable. Oh, I'm wearing a dress. Oh, I have a D or an R next to my name. I don't give a crap. Leave me alone or else. That's the American way. Leave me alone or else.
Well, unfortunately, they will dictate our laws. Unfortunately, they can do a lot of things that will change our lives. That's the way we live.
That's important to understand. No, it's make that distinction. A government by the consent of the governed. They are not living up to leadership roles because they're a bunch of idiots. It's only a matter of time, and I'm telling you this. It's a matter of time before they push people too far. They've pushed people beyond the brink in many cases with COVID. They keep doing stuff. They keep pushing our rights down the drain, and they keep doing it over and over again. I do not want violence. I do not wish for people to cause harm to their neighbors. The inevitable conclusion of what they're doing, to the extreme example, is violence. I do not want that. I think we should probably stop looking at these people as leaders. They are not leaders. They are people that lied in our voting system to get elected. They are not truth-telling individuals. We already know that. We've known that for millennia.
Yeah,
anybody can say anything.
We're not looking to be honest.
Yeah, anybody can say anything. And if you're dumb enough to believe that they're going to do what they say,
then you're going to go full hard supporting. I don't care about Trump. I don't care about Biden. I don't care about these people. They lie. They cheat. They steal.
Right.
That is the nature of politics. Your responsibility is to hold them accountable because you are the citizenry.
Well, somebody, I forgot who said it, and I love what they said. I've been doing this show for years, and I can't remember who said it. And we had Trump when it was 2016. And, you know, his background, blah, 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 blah. Guy comes in. And you could tell he was from Kentucky. I can't do accents, but I'm going to do that.
Please don't. You're going to sound like somebody from Alabama. You're
going to
sound like somebody from Alabama.
Don't
do it.
I don't know. But he came in the studio. I'm going to try. Caller, you're on the air. Whip. I've been listening to what you've been saying about Trump. And I say, yes, blah, blah, blah. This is 2016. Yeah. Whip. I like Trump. Even though he don't do good things, I like him. He's a liar, but he's my liar. I remember him saying that. He's a liar, but he's my liar. I remember him saying that. I had nothing to come back on that. He knew Trump was a liar, but he's my liar. And nobody thinks that anybody's honorable in Washington. We don't think that they're going to keep their word in Washington. But you know what? If it serves our agenda, we're going to vote for them. That's it. And we cross our fingers. Because they're the one who's saying, who said this? What's his name? Fat Boy, yesterday at debate. New Jersey. Yeah. When he said that he believed in pro-life and that pro-life starts from the beginning, I don't know what he means by that. Some people think pro-life starts at the conception. I think that's what he meant. And there's people, religious people.
Brian.
Yeah.
The first time
I
made eye contact with my wife, that was when life started. I'm just kidding. Keep going.
Oh, look at that. You hear that, Pat? Oh, man,
yeah.
That is the most lovely thing I've ever heard, you pussy.
All right, hey, I just want you to know.
Yes. Yeah.
That's actually okay, fuck you.
No, that's sweet. That's sweet. But,
I know.
Ever since he said
I got my lady. Don't worry about it.
But he said that in 2016 when Trump was running. I know he's a liar, but he's my liar. And that's how it goes.
Okay.
That's how it goes.
I can explain that. I can easily explain that.
Okay.
It's the pseudo-savior. Because we naturally look outward to solve our problems. Just the same way on the other end of the spectrum that we naturally look outward to blame our problems on. So some people have God. Some people have idols. Political people, actors, musicians, whatever, all the stupid crap. And that's what those people are doing. Now, I think Trump, Trump could be driving down the street in a Ram 2500 on with like an 8-inch lift kit, four-wheel drive on it. It could even be a dually. And he could have every possible means, if I were on the side of the road in a ditch, to tow me out. If my hands were broken, I can almost guarantee he wouldn't be able to set up the rig to pull me out of that ditch. He's not a savior. He annoys the people that I want him to annoy. That's all he is for me.
I don't care. That's what I think what Trump is about. And I talked to somebody about a month ago, and he goes, Brian, you think Trump's going to win? I said, I think he's going to win. He goes, why do you think he's going to win? Because America's angry. America's pissed off. Trump is a big F-U for government. He's a big middle finger. They're going to send Trump in there just to fuck them up because they hate them so much. Not that Trump's a great guy, not that he knows how to govern, not that he knows the English language.
That's got nothing to do with it for me. I want people that have been running this gambit for decades.
Right.
Old people. You just had that memoriam for Feinstein. God bless her. May she rest in peace. She was there for decades.
Yeah. Well, that's
I hope she finds peace.
She was in office way too long.
Well,
so
she was.
Nancy Pelosi. So
yeah,
so many other
I agree. No, I totally agree. I'm not defending that. I mean, we have some companies have a mandatory retirement age. You know, some people think it's 64, 65. Used to be 55.
Well, they're going 63 to 72. So, yeah.
Are they going to 72? Wow. It used
yes,
to be
they are.
55 at it used to be 55 at one time. Damn. Well, people are living longer,
back,
so I
back,
guess that
back
makes
when
sense.
The back when you could when you had to do your if you were going to be in class and take notes, you had to learn how to use a hammer and chisel, everybody.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. I'm going to give you the I knew that was coming. I got to give you the drum thing anyway, just to have enough guts to say what you said and still keep and still try to keep your dignity. Here you go. This is for you, Josh. There you go. I give him a drum roll. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, people are living longer, and I can have 72. Wow, people are living longer, and there you go. People want to work, and I believe that's a good thing. I think some people are not meant to retire. Some people will die early, an early grave, because they have nothing else to do. They don't know what
it's
to do with themselves.
It's not true that people want to work. Do you know? In Italy, they just had those recent uprisings because they raised the retirement age. People don't want to work when they're old. Are you kidding
yeah,
me?
They do. They need
are you
a reason.
Fucking kidding? No.
I
understand.
I agree.
No. If somebody in retirement wants to keep active, great. Walk around in an air-conditioned mall. Do some woodworking, garden. Do stuff to keep yourself active. That's great. You don't show up at 70 years old on a factory line. That's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous
well,
thing for
if you're 70
a
years
advanced
old
society
and you've been on the factory
line,
I'm sure you're not
person.
A day laborer. I'm sure you're in a supervisory position or a security guard so you can fall asleep. You know what they did? They used to do the thing at Walmart. They fired this guy. You know, they used to have greeters at Walmart. I don't know if they still do. And
they
used
do.
To be old people. Do they still have it? They used to be old people.
Yes,
and
they
I
do.
Don't know how useless is that. I mean, I get annoyed when I walk into a store and somebody's going, "Hey, how you doing?" I'm like, I don't want to talk to you, man. But now I'm forced to reply to you, and it's going to ruin my
yeah,
day.
Yeah. Okay. Brian, you're looking at that the wrong way.
I am.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
All right. That's an opportunity to make somebody's day, and you are completely ruining
really?
That by avoiding eye contact.
I'll make their day.
Some old person that is retired but still has to work because their retirement doesn't cover the
they
cost
want
of their
to
cat
work.
Food. Time out. So you know what you do when you walk into Walmart and some decrepit old person that can barely stand says
Jesus.
Hello, you walk up and you
yes.
give them a high five.
Yeah, you know what? My luck, I give him a high five, break his fingers, his little brittle bones will fall, get a lawsuit.
And that's
and
on Walmart's dime. That's not on your dime.
Won't happen.
That's a
I'm
workplace injury. They get that workplace injury. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I'm not saying hello to diaper boy. But, yeah, I don't
okay,
know.
We
I
don't need to start making fun of Biden right now. What's wrong with you?
You leave him alone. You get your nose out of his diaper, son. But what I'm trying to say is that people need something
to do. Oh, shit,
to
he
do.
Was saying something. Keep going, Brian.
People need something to do. They need a reason to wake up. They need a reason to go somewhere.
You're telling
when
me
they,
that the core of a human being is to have purpose?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
They
They've
have.
Been saying that for thousands of years.
And it hasn't happened yet. But it's true.
No, it's
I mean,
happened
when you get
many
older,
times over many generations, or you and I wouldn't be here.
Well, you know, when you get older, your kids are – you already fucked up your kids, so they're not talking to you. So you go – and you're lucky to have grandkids, okay? So now you put all your attention to your grandkids, and depending on how old you get, your grandkids realize that you're an asshole and you're old and we're not going to visit you, and I got things to do, Grandma. It worked when I was
hey,
from
hey, Pat.
6 months to 13.
Hey, Pat, can you do me a favor and explain projection to Brian here?
I'm just saying people need a purpose. People need to work, and they still can. They're able, as long as they're able. Should there be a mandatory
age? They need to work high school kids' jobs. Yes.
I mean, the cross. And you know what I don't understand? They put old people in danger. Why are you putting them as crossing guards? I mean, first of all, it takes them like a day to get halfway across the street before they wave you in. You're up there saying, oh, God. I'm 8 when he started walking. I just graduated by the time he got to the halfway mark to wave me across the street. And why would you put an old people in arm's way? I remember when I was a kid, I asked this crossing guard. I said, hey, crossing guard. Hey, Brian. Okay, look, what
Brian,
happens if a speed?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, are you ready for this?
What?
No, I know you're not ready, but we share something there. When I was a kid in elementary school,
yeah,
you had two, if you were a kid that wasn't a piece of crap, which we all know kids are, if you were a kid that wasn't a piece of crap, you had two opportunities to show that you were there. One, you did some kind of crap in the lunchroom, never volunteered for that. That sounds terrible. Two, after school, you could be a crossing guard. I was a crossing guard. And they said very clearly, you cannot stop traffic. What did I do every single day? I stopped traffic. I went out there, I put my hand up, I put around the line, I put my hand up, I'm like, no, you stop right there, and I waved the kids behind me. I was supposed to do that because I could not read a complex sentence in a foreign language, but that's fine.
You know,
I had fun in elementary school.
I go back in the day. You guys probably don't even know anything about this, but when I was
back
in school,
when the dinosaurs roamed.
Yeah, they were roaming around, but we went to school when it was in migration season, so we can go to school a short year. But
when pterodactyls were migrating, yeah.
Oh, those pterodactyls was a bitch. I mean, you couldn't even study.
I bet. you're one of the stalwart few that survived. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
But we had a thing called safety. They would pick a kid. And basically, he was a tattletale. And they would give him a little pad, and he would roam through the hallways. And he had his little white little thing on. He says safety. He was basically a cop. And he would write up the kids. You know, if they were late for going to class, he would get, you know, he has a piece of paper, and he would write them up, and they have to take them to the teacher. That's who they were. But I was
drunk. We called those hall monitors, and when it came time to play sports outside, we'd give them the ball and then hit the shit out of them.
Sissy. I know. Well, that's what. Okay, so one
day
I
volunteered. That would always be the running back in football.
You know what I was. So it was like, so they go, okay, anybody want to, I volunteer, I made this. And I was drunken with power, man. I was drunk with power. I rolled people like a motherfucker.
I believe you.
I thought I had a quota.
It all makes sense now. This stems from an earlier drunken of power nonsense.
I wasn't drunk. I was like 10. I didn't drink yet until I was 12.
Did you see that
South
Park episode where he was the dog, where they gave him hall monitor, and he's like, you can't abuse this power. And then Brian's over there putting on those reflector, like it's a mirror sunglasses.
Exactly.
Like, you can't even see my eyes anymore. You're just looking back at yourself. Like, I dictate these hallways. This is my stuff.
Exactly. Not on my beat, mister. But I'm 6. No excuse. You'll hear from me, mister. But, yeah, I remember those days. But we got to get back. We got to get back.
You're over there. You're over there writing hall infractions. Like, I'm going to send you to a conversation with the dean or the principal.
I did. And it was and in junior high. It wasn't junior high. It was elementary school. I was the first black president of my elementary school. And the elementary school went from K to ninth grade or eighth grade. Now, what I used to do was shake down the milk people because I realized the milk people had the money, and the classes would order milk, and this was like the kindergartens and everything. So they would have a wagon. The teachers get the kid the money. He has to go to the milk person, and sometimes there'll be extra milk. And then I would tell them to kick me back the milk. because I am president after all. And then I would have this big bag of milk, and I would go to the other kids. Hey, you want some milk? And I would just charge them like 15 cents, 25 cents for an extra thing of milk. Make some money. Make sure it come down.
I have a question.
Now, that's how you run your own government.
No, time out. No. Is there a statute of limitations?
No, there's no
suing me. What you're admitting to right now?
Yeah, really. I got my lawyers. Leave me alone.
They'll be like, we actually, that never came up in our many, many meetings.
Yeah, really.
There is no actual statute of limitations on Brian being an extortionist for milk in elementary school.
I had so much promise, man. I had so much promise. But then I went to
You could have been
there.
A dictator of a small country.
I could have been a made man if I kept going the right road. Oh, how wonderful
just,
that
and
would
And I would
be.
Have just never visited that country.
I could have. Oh, my country would be a great country. Oh, the country would be the country of Hammer. Oh, my God. It would be a great. Women with big boobs would get, 50% off on all clothes. What a great country that would be.
And nobody will produce anything. So you would be importing everything and having absolutely nothing to offer the world. Yeah, that would have been sweet.
Well, no, then we just invade their country and take their shit, and we're okay.
Yeah, but you're not building guns or anything like ammo.
Maybe. Maybe we'll disguise it as a plastic factory, and then we make our own guns.
I guarantee you don't have nuclear capabilities or MOABs.
You never know.
Because you're giving discounts to chicks with big boobs.
Big boob women. That's right. They deserve the discount.
That is not how the world works, but I appreciate that you think that.
I know. Yay for them. And I raid the prices on small-breasted women. How much is that? It's usually $65. If you got a B cup, it'll be $75, man. Here we go.
All right. Anybody? No, time out. No, I need to, it's important for me to say this. If Brian ever runs for office, vote no.
Vote no. Hey.
Just forever. You know what? I'm pissed off if Brian runs for office and his vote count isn't negative.
My vote count is a negative. I got people who are pollsters, and I'll end up winning anyway, if you know what I'm talking about, getting 50%.
And that's where the Democrats
is.
Yep, that makes sense.
That's how it is. So we're talking about corruption in Washington. Well, we got this fuckhead. He's a Democrat, by the way. His name is Menendez. You guys been following the news about this fucker? Well, Senator Robert Menendez, he got arrested. What did he do?
Yeah, he's over there acting like a Persian, stacking up those gold, a lot of random cash stuffed in pockets. Yeah, he's basically Persian. He's the first Mexican-Persian corrupt official.
He has a couple of gold bars, and he sold some cash into his suit. I mean, come on. Don't we all do that? I mean, who trusts the bank nowadays? So he's up for – he says he's innocent. But he's up on felony charges, and he pleaded not guilty, I think, yesterday. And for those of the people who don't know who he is, he's a senator. He's a Democrat. His name is Bob Menendez. And he was indicted on charges of bribery, taking bribes from New Jersey businessmen, including former community bank executives. And then he allegedly accepted hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes in exchange for political influence on a businessman's behalf. He did a little business. What country was he doing? They're accusing him of being an agent. What country, Josh, that they accused him?
Egypt.
Oh, that's right. It was Egypt. Yeah, now they're accusing him of being a traitor, doing business with Egypt and Egypt in his pocket. And
I wouldn't take it that far because then they'll kill him.
Well, Egypt,
because
believe it or
not, that'd be like espionage.
Yeah, well, they're accusing him of that. But Egypt is one of our greatest allies that have achieved most of U.S.
Fuck
dollars.
No, they are not. Are you kidding me? Egypt sucks.
Yes, they are. They are the number,
militarily?
I don't know if they're number one. They're top three countries that we give money to Egypt.
We give money to a bunch of crappy places so that we keep their favor. Them being an ally is a wink and a nod saying, don't try to mess with us, you useless people who don't invent or produce anything in this world.
And that's the news. But so he's accused of being an agent to Egypt. And again, bribing, taking money from businessmen and doing favors for businessmen on their behalf. He was caught with gold bars that he can explain. He said that he's from Cuba. That's a good explanation. He's from Cuba.
Do you want?
And
here's the thing. The lobbyists are supposed to be the middlemen in these situations. When a senator is the middleman in these situations, now it's a problem.
Well, that's what he's accused of, and they found the shit. And so he's not going to
Of course they found it.
They're asking him to resign. He's not going to resign. He pleaded not guilty.
Of course he's not going to resign.
Well, you know, he's
nothing
a Democrat.
Nothing about any of this is astonishing.
Yeah, he's still innocent until proven guilty. I mean, don't we all stuff gold
he
bars
had
in
gold
our...
bars and cash stuffed in clothing. I'm sorry.
Well, it's Black Friday, you know. Speaking of which, Amazon is selling gold bars, by the way, is it Amazon doing it?
Walmart? Costco.
Is it Walmart?
Costco.
Oh, Costco. Thank you. Thank you, Josh. Costco's are selling gold bars, by the way. There you go.
No, they're not. They already sold out.
Did they sell out already? Wow.
Yes, they did.
Wow.
You are way behind, my friend.
No, what were they selling them for, Josh? It was some money. I mean, like
it was no. It was at value, but people were buying them because they were getting they were buying them with credit cards so they could get 2% cash back, and then the people that bought them would sell them for a 1% loss, so they'd still get the 1% gain.
Nice work, Costco, but. That would be something to have. I mean, gold doesn't really lose value. It doesn't really lose value. Gold and silver, I mean, it fluctuates.
Neither does silver or platinum.
Right. What were they selling? I still want to know what they're... 10 ounces of gold. My God. What's going on here? First of all,
it was
who
like $1,500.
And more, though, right? Were they 1500 10-ounce gold bars with new essay is going for $3,600. Going for $3,600.
No, if you're going to be smart about it, you buy silver, not gold. Gold appreciated 250% in the last, like, 30 years. Silver went up 500%. So buy silver. If you're, I'm just saying,
well,
I'm not giving anybody any financial advice. I haven't been buying silver for the past 10 years. I don't know what I'm talking about.
You know, it's funny, and I'm not going off the thing. I was going to get a gold chain. I mean, just a simple gold chain. Maybe, what, a 14 karat, whatever.
Okay, you're really convincing me that you're Persian at this point.
I was surprised at the cost of these little chains, man. These chains go on. They're talking $125.
No,
talking,
we use my Gmail.
They're talking a lot of money just for a gold chain. Now, back in the day when I used to wear gold chains.
Okay, Brian, there's a redemption arc here. Only if you hang a ridiculous-sized clock at the end of your gold chain will I accept that.
I want my bling.
You need to be a little bit Flavor Flav in your age.
Flavor Flav. What, you want me to carry a clock on my back? A big watch to let me know what time it is to shine
my
gold?
Excuse me, sir. He carried that clock on his chest like a gentleman.
Does he? Like a gentleman. Well, there you go with our political news. It's unbelievable. We're going to come back. I made a promise to you. Come to the studio. Josh is here. And the great psychic, Pat, is here. And the show is sponsored by Bakery, home of patty cakes, the famous devil, where devil foods cakes are made. Devil food, yeah. She also has gummies. The gummies are yummy. Patch Bakery.
That's fitting.
There you go, patty cakes. We're going to talk. We didn't get a chance to. We're going to clean it up. We're going to talk about the truth behind the Ouija board because we have a little bit of time. We're going to talk about ghosts. We're going to talk about but there's one thing we want to talk about, the mistakes that men make when they go down on women. And this is our health segment.
I just want you to know this is the equivalent of passing the bar. You are selling your soul right now.
I don't. I sold my soul, so I might as well sell this.
I have to go for a few minutes, boys.
Okay, kiddo. Okay.
Okay.
Well, then I'm going to hold the ghost segment until Pat returns. But I'm in talks, and I'm hoping to get Linda Blair to come on the show. It would be a nice thing to do to interview her. But what I was surprised about Linda Blair that she dated Rick James. Linda Blair dated Rick James? Wow. So I can't talk about that until Pat gets back. It wouldn't be because Pat could join in the conversation. So you know who's making news, and I like this guy. We're going to go to Hollywood, our Hollywood segment, and I don't have a Hollywood Hollywood song to do the transformation on it. So here it goes. Martin Scorsese is an idiot. He's making trouble. He's rubbing people the wrong way. I think he's a genius. Goodfellas.
He's also a munchkin.
You don't trust short people? Is that what you're saying, Josh?
I don't trust tall people. I don't trust short people.
So he's in Hollywood right now, and he's making some shit going on. What he's saying is that Hollywood's over. Hollywood's gone. Fuck Hollywood.
Duh. They've already been making most of the movies in, like, Maine and Georgia.
Oh, you think so? No.
In
not
Washington.
Not with the strike.
Yeah.
Not with the strike. Really?
No. The strike is in Hollywood in all those douchebag late-night hosts. A lot of the movies have been made in Washington, Georgia, Maine, New Hampshire. Yeah, they don't need... When they started to realize, oh, indie movies are actually becoming hotter than Disney and all these other idiots. Avengers? How? Avengers 20. They try to find a way to change a light bulb. Yeah, you don't need to have the same stuff over and over again is the point. And it's getting very boring. Hollywood has obviously an agenda. They started making shows in Georgia. The Walking Dead was shot on the East Coast. The Twilight thing was shot in Washington. They don't have the grip they used to have. And now with Netflix, I've even watched them. German and French stuff is popping up.
Mm-hmm.
The median used to be, go to Hollywood, your stuff will be pushed. Then they realized Hollywood is a location. Just find a different location and push it yourself, and that's what people are doing. Hollywood is dead, but it has been dead. If it had a soul, it's dead. So, yeah, push it all over the world. I saw something from Indonesia, actually. Yeah, I would love to see some stuff from, like, the Congo, stuff from, like, South Africa, stuff from, like, Madagascar and Australia. I want to see weird shit from all over the world.
They do have newer films. They have art films, art film houses, and you will see films like that, independent films all over the world, usually in art houses. But
indie movies are hotter than mainstream movies these days.
Yeah, they are. But it's less expensive to make, too. You know, when you're going to make...
time out. With The Sound of Freedom, cost them less than $15 million. They made over $200 million, like $250 million.
Yeah, but what year was that? Was that in the 80s?
No, that was made, it was made like 6 or 7 years ago. And then
really?
and then Disney had it, and then they sat on it because they didn't want to put it out. And then Angel Studios ended up buying it, and they're the ones that pushed it out. And anybody that invested in that movie made a substantial return. Let's just say that.
Well, nowadays, when you know, it's a catch-22, especially when you're independent or you're doing your first movie, you want a star power. You want a star name. If you got a star name, you're guaranteed X amount of dollars.
I'm saying, I'm telling you right now that that's losing ground because celebrities keep having political opinions when they don't, like when Ricky Gervais came out in the Golden Globes, and he was like, come up here, thank your God, thank your agent. Nobody wants to hear a political speech. You spent less time in school than Greta Thunberg. Like, no, people
like,
are starting to realize that Brad Pitt is a dumbass and so is Ben Affleck. Nobody cares. Like, that, dude, you can be a great film, whatever, actor, a film writer.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. It doesn't mean you understand anything about the rest of the world. You don't know anything about, you know, the slums and the favelas of Brazil or the poor people in the Philippines. You don't know shit about the world. You probably can't even point most of the countries out on a map. You stay in your lane over there making Avengers 20, and the rest of us will find entertainment elsewhere.
But you'll make millions. You'll make millions. But,
until they don't.
And, you know, until they don't. You're exactly right. But Marvel right now, Marvel's making a lot of shit, man. The last 5 years.
Because we're really stupid.
And spinoffs.
I know, but how much money has Disney lost on the last five releases? Like hundreds of millions of dollars? I'm just saying, this is a cultural shift. You can embrace it or deny it, but embrace
if you want to
actually be entertained.
Mm-hmm. And, well, streaming really, you know, it's like we were talking to somebody about music videos, and then MTV came out, and people thought, okay, that was going to kill music. And I think streaming is going to kill the box office, which it has. And I think you're right.
Yes, it has.
We're tired of the commercial bullshit. The movies are shitty. And they're tired of it. I mean, I am not going to spend, I'll be honest with you, I am not going to spend $14.95 on a movie. I am not going to spend $14.95
on a movie. Brian, I can tell you personally, I'm not going to watch a superhero movie where it turns out that the secret power that the superhero has is that they're gay. I'm tired of it.
It's coming. You know they're going to have a gay superhero.
No,
you know
they already
trans-
do it all the time, and people are rejecting it. Dude, if you're gay, be gay. Whatever.
What
it shouldn't be the entirety of your personality. You actually have to develop personality traits like trustworthiness and being interesting in conversation. Taking a D in your B doesn't actually define you. I didn't know if people knew that.
Well, here's what Martin Scorsese has to say. The film industry is over. I think he's having a mental breakdown. I really believe that. Martin Scorsese, him and Spielberg, they predicted this 2 years ago, that it's going to cost you, the average person, $25 a person to go into a theater. They predicted that. $25 a ticket to watch a dumb movie. They predicted that. But Martin Scorsese said it's over. The film industry is over. He says that. It goes for his nomination. Blah blah blah. He's been working in Hollywood for over 60 years. He saw many changes along the way with how films are funded, and you know, the 70s were the best. And I'm going to tell you how. You had a lot of films funded. Independent filmmakers were that you knew, like Spielberg and Lucas and everything. Normally, their films wouldn't even make it. But because of the mob, and I'm going to tell you this, you know who punished, and when people say who owns Hollywood, and they used to say the Jewish people own Hollywood, yes, they did. Bugsy Malone. Read about Bugsy. Bugsy Malone started Las Vegas. He brought the axe to Vegas. It was a desert. He made a deal. Who did he make a deal with? He made a deal with, and Godfather kind of touched on it a little bit. So he brought in the Italian mob. Bugsy Siloam said, "Okay, look, I'm gonna give you the market. I'm gonna give you the prostitution. I'm gonna give you the drugs." And they said, "You're gonna give it to me? Yeah, I'm gonna give you the drugs. I'm gonna give you the prostitution, but I want one thing: you stay away from Las Vegas." At that time, Las Vegas was just a desert. It was nothing, nothing there, desert. But Bugsy Malone saw what he wanted to do. He wanted to do the entertainment capital of the world. He wanted to do it in Vegas. He wanted to bring the acts in there. So they said, okay. And there was a scene in The Godfather. I think it was Godfather. Yeah, it was the original Godfather, where his brother, Alfredo. His brother, Mikey's brother, Fredo. Fredo. When Fredo was working with the Jewish mob in Vegas, they wanted to, and Mikey wanted to go get a little part of that. And it was a deal. It was a known deal. It says, no, you don't move into Vegas at all. You don't move in. So that was a thing. But the mob eventually moved to Vegas. So what Bugsy Siegel did was he started funding his money into films. So the people who could not make films, he would fund the money to the directors and the producers so they can make movies. That's what he used to do. He used to get a piece of the action. Now, what happened to that, it got even further. Somehow they made a law. The United States made a law about if rich people, you can do donations or contributions, and you get a big tax write-off. Huge. The bigger the donation or the bigger the charity you do,
Tax write-off. It's why 501c3s can't be paid.
Beautiful, Josh. Exactly. So what happened in the 80s is that all these underbosses and all these illegal drug dealers and so on and so forth used to do it. They used to fund these independent filmmakers and say it was a charity expense, and they get the write-off. So therefore, the films are getting made, crappy films. When you see a B movie or C movie, it's a crappy film. It was basically a cover to get a tax write-off. And it got to be corporate
yes.
to start doing that shit, too.
Okay, the other side of it, though?
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
The other side of it, obviously, I know, it's always happening. It's the same stuff all the time, where money needs to be spent. They need to justify. I'm not saying
exactly.
I haven't done this before. I'm not saying I haven't done it, because if I don't feel like paying X amount of taxes, I will create an opportunity for myself to only produce goods that can be paid in cash, and then people walk off, and I'm happy, they're happy, everyone's happy, and I just don't report it. Now, what also happened in that time frame was people had the ability in those avenues to be creative and make weird stuff. And that is actually what made the 70s so interesting. People just were throwing crap at the wall to see what stuck.
That's why you got a lot of movies being made, and Hollywood was just a dump. It was a dump for drug money, corporate money, shelters.
No, but that's it's important to note that. It's always the same. It's the same now as it's been for the past few decades. I'm not saying back to the 70s, but the past few decades. It's always horrible. There are a bunch of corrupt people, blah, blah, blah. But I'm saying the difference now, because before the understanding was you go to Hollywood to make it. If you want to be a singer, if you want to be an actress, if you want to be whatever, you go to Hollywood because that's where the connections are. Now we have the Internet. It doesn't matter what location you're in, you have access to everybody at all times. And that is why Hollywood
is
going to die.
Brian,
can
you hear me?
I can. Is this?
Okay.
I can barely hear you. I'm not even.
Josh, it was
Angela.
Nice to hear you
oh,
talk.
There you are. I'm
but
sorry,
Brian,
Angela.
Brian, how dare you scandalize Martin? How could you do that?
Marcia Stacey? I think he's losing his freaking mind.
Yeah, how could you do that? He's coming
out
with a
political talk
hit next month.
You're going to what,
Pardon?
Kiddo? Where were you when we were talking about politics?
He has a movie coming out next month. It's called Killers of the Flower Moon. It's an amazing movie. It's almost 3 hours, though. So for someone that's going to give up.
Of course it's almost 3 hours.
I call BS.
Well, Angela, I want you to meet Josh.
I think they made The Irishman. They keep making movies that are half a nap.
No, this is different. This is completely different, sir.
Josh, meet Angela. Angela, meet Josh.
Nice to meet you, Josh. Because it would kill me to listen to you talk about Martin that way. Like, how dare you?
He's losing his damn mind. I mean, it's just right
here. No, he's not.
In Variety, it's right here. They said in Variety. I think he's a great filmmaker. I actually do. But he is a great filmmaker.
He has not given up.
I mean, Taxi Driver, as far as I'm concerned, was just genius. To see the streets through the eyes of a taxi driver. It was genius at the time.
It was.
But what I'm trying to, he's saying it's over, folks.
You
got to
go see that movie, though. Killers of the Flower Moon. It's a bit depressing.
I will.
So if you get sad from time to time, do not go. Do not go see this movie. If you get
I'm out. I'm going to watch the Titanic and feel very sad when Leonardo DiCaprio sinks into oblivion before watching it. I want to double down on that.
Well, you know, Leonardo, he's actually in this movie, Killers of the Flower Moon.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that, but that's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I have some friends that are actors in the movie, so this one's close to my heart. In my heart, my Democratic heart is broken. It's broken.
Your Democratic
heart. I couldn't sleep
last night.
Why is
your Democratic?
Yes.
What happened?
Yes, I went out to my hammock. It was a full moon. I watched it go over the sky. I'm thinking something bad's going
to
happen. You know, the moon goes in. It's an Aries moon.
Right.
And then sure enough, I find out that Diane has died. She died.
Yeah, she died today.
She was the first female mayor of San Francisco.
Yes.
Was that before or after the poop map?
No, that's before she married Mr. Feinstein. So.
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
Feinstein, he died a year ago, and it broke her heart. She never got over that at all. But she kept on working.
And plus, her body was aging. It happened.
Yeah. Well, there's some people. I'm going to stay young forever. You know me, Angela. I'm going to look like an Adonis at 95.
I want to feed into Brian's delusions and also agree that I will also not age.
My delusion.
Well, another movie I think
all
you
evidence
should
to the
see,
contrary.
Brian, if you haven't yet, is Oppenheimer.
Yes.
And go see it
I'm going to see that this weekend. I did not want to see it with the Barbie people. I did not want the Barbie crowd. You know, when they did it together, I did not want to sit through the Barbie crowd.
You
got to
see Barbie. You have to see Barbie.
Hey,
and what happens?
Hey, Brian, how does Oppenheimer end?
Don't spoil it. Don't be a spoiler.
Flower Moon in October. Think it's the
but wait, I want to talk about Barbie for a minute because, and I think,
all right.
Did you see Barbie? Angela?
Strong movie.
Did you see Barbie? Did you see it?
Did I see it?
I was busy doing something last month. I can't really disclose.
I was talking to somebody who saw it, and she's a feminist. And she says she didn't like Barbie. And the reason she didn't like it, she just summed it up this way. She says, when Barbie's life is like the women were in power, Barbie was a trailblazer in the Barbie world. And when she went into the real world, she found out that men ran the world. It was different. Men were the ones who were doing it. Women were more of a submissive role. I'm just summing it up, so I'm not going to spoil anything. So
that's hilarious.
She took Ken with her to this new world, the realistic world. Ken saw that men were running this world, that they were the builders, they were in power, they were this, they were that. So what happened was Ken went back to Barbie's world and put that into power. Barbie was still in the real world. So while Barbie was in the real world, Ken was was taking Barbie's world and putting men in power. And putting men in, you know, he took the ways of the real world to Barbie's world, and men were the ones, women were submissive. Barbie got a hold, Barbie got wind of it, went back to Barbie World, and said, no, this is not how it's going to be. So she turned it back to Barbie, and men were submissive. So
she got out of it.
So Barbie's world is a delusion, and then she went to the real world and didn't like it and went back to the delusion?
No, that was her reality. That can be a reality, will be a reality, because there have been women like Di.
Because women are out there building and inventing things and maintaining stuff.
They are. They are. Like, you wouldn't have the internet without a woman. Hedy Lamarr.
I don't care about the internet. We survived thousands of years.
Oh, obviously you do.
So women are going to be out there building houses and roads and stuff and vehicles, like, with their hands.
There's women architects and women engineers that help design things for the space station.
And what percentage of the engineers and manufacturers are women, by the way?
You mumbled. What did you say, Josh?
Oh, no, I mumbled intentionally. Women are great. And a lot of, like people talk law enforcement, women shouldn't be cops. That's great if women are detectives and upper class where they don't have to go out on the street. But when it comes to handling street stuff, that should be left to people that can actually defend themselves physically.
Oh, really?
Yes, absolutely.
Josh,
are you
what
kidding
do you know
me?
About me? I'm just curious.
Nothing at all, man. What do you know about me?
Run, Josh. Josh, run. Run, save yourself.
Not that I don't really care. Because
I can support what I say.
Right.
Angela, let me give you a little background. Josh, let me give you a little background.
Beating up female cops.
Well, let me give you a little background about Angela. First of all, she's a nice person with a good heart. But Angela's from Oklahoma.
Oh, no, I have no quarrel with her as an individual.
No, you will. Angela's from Oklahoma. She's an activist.
I'm from Illinois.
She's an activist. She is a super, not just a Democrat, she's a super Democrat.
I don't know what
also
that means. Does that come with a halo?
That comes with a tree, a little trophy that has a tree, and we hug it. But she's a soup, but she's
that
also a feminist, so like I want to tell you. And she's a good reporter. She likes to go, she'll go undercover and get a story. Her latest
good
thing was
I appreciate that. Good on you stepping into the quarry, and you know,
yeah,
finding
she,
the rock.
No, she goes
I
into the
that.
Shit. She went undercover doing last thing I heard, it was a white supremacist kind of thing, Hitler people, and she went undercover,
those people.
Tried to mingle with them and get some information.
Yeah,
and her own right, she's a badass.
No, I love that. I love that. Step into the crazy
really?
All day.
Well, I did watch the disappointing, I guess it wasn't a disappointment. I knew the Republican debate would be a fiasco. I just didn't understand
that
it would be just bad.
Everybody knew that was going to be stupid.
Talking over everybody. I mean, if I had drank every time they over-talked each other, I would have been passed out.
Well,
No. Every single one of those people, like the governor of North Dakota, he shouldn't have even spoken. He should have came up there with a whiteboard and just started writing funny things and just holding it up. Like, that would have made the debate. Because everyone else, like, Vivek's like, oh, the same thing I always say. DeSantis came in with a quip on Donald Trump that Biden used, like, hours later. And Chris Christie's over there still being fat and redundant.
Oh, well, he called Trump Donald Duck. Like, that's really going to hurt him.
Yeah.
No, immediately. Michael Malice immediately posted something on Twitter or X or whatever you're calling it these days. He had a thing where it was Porky Pig with a wooden mallet smacking Daffy Duck in the head and say, you know, Porky Pig attacking Daffy Duck.
Oh, Jesus.
Because,
this is what we come to.
We are of that generation where we are faster with our comedy than we are with our political.
Hold on, tragedy.
I felt bad for the Republican Party. I mean, the Republican parties in many cities are fracturing.
I feel bad for all politicians because they're all being called out on all of their nonsense.
We need a two-party system. We need a two-party system.
We should also be able to make fun of them without any hesitation. Make fun of all
well,
of
satire,
them. Satire,
I don't have anything against satire, Josh. But
I was going to run some Ouija board stuff. And,
you're
going to
go where?
But we're running out
of
time.
No, I think the Republicans are as useless as the Democrats.
But Angela, I have a surprise for you, Angela.
Angela, I have a surprise for you because
you end up clicking out before I can tell you. I want you to meet a world famous psychic. You believe in astrological signs. You believe in the age of Aquarius. Well, I want to introduce you to the psychic. Her name is Pat Oberlin. She's better than all psychics I've been. I've been on the air for 10 years. She's the best. Pat, meet Angela. Angela, Pat Oberlin.
Hello.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, you can hear me, eh?
Yes, I can.
Sure.
Pat,
can
you hear me?
Yes.
Oh,
Pat's
yeah.
from she's from Niagara Falls, from Canada, and let me tell you how good she is. She is really good, and she also has a bakery called Pat's Bakery,
and
famous patty cakes, Devil Foods. But let me tell you a little bit about Pat. It's a surprise for you, Angela. Okay. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Here we go. Let me give her the proper introduction. Here we go. Hello, everybody. I'm Brian Hammer Jackson. I want to introduce you to Pat Oberlin. Yes, Pat Oberlin, the world-famous psychic. She knows what you're going to do before you do. She's been divorced twice because she knew what the guy was going to do before he did it. But she's happy now. She has a cat. She has a nice guy named John. She's a tarot card reader, and she can also clean your house. Not like a maid, but a ghost cleaner. If you have a ghost in your house, you call Pat. Pat will get there, stage your house. The ghost will go next door to your next-door neighbor when you don't like anyway. Pat loves to smoke marijuana. Marijuana is weed. Weed is good. Ask the Indians. Look at what it did for them. Oh, don't look what it did for them. They're on a reservation. Anywho, Pat is here, and I want to introduce Pat to you. Now, Angela.
I love how you made that sound like Miss Cleo.
Yeah, really?
I don't know.
Now, you take that back. I'm sure she's not like Miss Cleo.
No, she's not like Miss Cleo. He just put that, like, that steel drum, ridiculous Caribbean music in the background for no reason.
That's game show music. You leave my game show music alone, sir. It's game show music.
I'm offended for no reason.
Okay, well,
now,
I have to hear her talk if I'm going
to
read
it. Well, we have to ask her, Angela, would you like a reading? Would you like a tarot card reading?
Sure, I would love that, Pat. Thank you.
Okay, first of all, you have to earn it. Wait, you have to earn it. We don't just give tarot card reading. Pat, I mean, Angela knows what we do on this show. Angela, you have to earn it, okay? Now, here's what we're going to do. Angela, you're going to face off with Josh, and you're going to play Password, only two words. And if you beat Josh in Password,
I know what Password is. Time out.
It's a, for full disclosure, she already gave me a tarot card reading, and I'm pretty sweet. I don't know what's in it for me. What are you doing here?
Well, you're in there to agitate Angela, which you do so well.
Why
so
would
more
I want to agitate Angela?
Because it's so much fun. We all have fun when Angela is agitated.
Me. I mean, his lack of knowledge is not his fault.
Oh, that's fun.
Let's just play.
Well,
like
a fun
here
right?
we go.
You're young.
Here's Password. Password
you're
is
learning.
That there's going to be an answer, and I'll give you three clues so you can guess the answer, but your answer, and the three clues will be in a one-word clue. Like, for instance, cow. Let's say the answer is cow. I would say, okay, your clue is milk. And you go, another clue, moo. Answer, cow. Get it? Password.
Mm-hmm.
Here we
okay.
go. All right. Now, what I'm going to do is put you in my privates, Angela. You're going to go in my privates. So I'm going to put you in the privates.
Okay.
You're
the
not going to hear what the answer is. Okay? So
okay.
here we go. You're going in my privates. Ooh, you tickle. Okay. She cannot hear me. The password is psychic. The password is psychic. All right, let's bring her in. All right, Angela. You're going to have three clues to guess what the word is. Now, you could not hear me in my private, can you?
No.
I couldn't hear what you just said.
You didn't hear the password, Josh? You didn't hear the password?
I didn't hear anything at all for about 30 seconds there.
Okay, let me put you back in my privacy. I like you there. Hold on, Angela. Hold on. Okay.
Okay.
Josh, can you hear me? Josh. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was muting Angela.
Brian
I was
is
muting
a terrible
Josh.
Game
Wait,
host.
No. I was muting
bad.
Josh. I was muting that. Angela, you were cheating because you heard the
worst game show host ever.
I know the worst. That's why I got canceled the first one segment. You wrote in. All right, I'm putting Angela in the private. There you go. She cannot hear you. Okay, Josh, you can hear me. Okay. The password is witch, W-I-T-C-H, witch. She did not hear me at all.
Okay.
You guys knew what the password is. Okay, Angela, you're back. Angela, you're back. You ready?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. You got three clues. Here we go. Broomstick. Broomstick.
Witch.
Wow. Look at that. And you didn't hear me, did you, Pangela? You're in.
No.
Okay. Now, Josh, you're going against Angela. You saw how good she is, so I'm going to put you in my private. Don't you do anything. Don't you do anything naughty.
No,
all right, I'm putting you
anything.
In my private. All right, don't you do anything. He's busy kicking me in the balls. All right. The password is
no cup.
Money.
No cup.
Oh, shit.
You did it wrong. You just the password is money.
You know what I did?
Hey, Brian,
I don't know if there's
a certification course to be a game show host, but you should probably take that. You suck.
I accidentally put Angela in private, not you. Wait a minute, you. Okay,
you're going in my private.
There he is.
Do you want me to answer the password for him?
No. I got to say it. Okay, give me a password. The password is what? What, Angela? The password is?
Military.
Military. Okay. Josh did not hear it because he's in the private. Okay, here we go. Josh, you got three clues. Ready?
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Ready?
Okay.
Oh, God, that's a hard one, Angela.
I'll do the first clue.
Use your brain.
Army.
Okay, you do the first clue. Go ahead, Angela. First clue.
Army.
Military.
Oh, hell!
There you go.
Wow. Well, you defeated your own purpose.
Really?
You got to beat him. Now we got to go
Are
to another one.
Kidding
Angela?
Me?
Yeah, you got
original?
It off the bat. You got it off the bat? Angela, you're going to my privates. There you go. Okay. No, that was Josh.
Okay.
That was Josh. Okay, Angela, you're going in the private. You're going in the private.
The green room. Okay, put me in the green room.
About 10 o'clock? Okay, we'll do it
now.
Yeah,
no, it's
me. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
No, I'm still here.
Okay, here we go. Angela, you're going in private. Here you go. Okay, Angela's in private. She's gone.
I'm still here.
The password is tits. Tits. Tits.
T-I-T-S.
Oh, my.
T-I-T. Yeah, T-I-T-S. Not just tits. You have to get them both. Okay, here we go. Angela? Here's your first clue. First clue. Breasts.
Eliza?
No, not breasts.
No,
he said
breasts. B-R-E-A-S-T. Breasts.
Oh, chicken.
No. You're such a nice girl.
Okay.
Second clue. Would you like to give her a second clue, Pat?
Fling.
What was that?
Slang word.
Oh,
spring?
Slang. Slang.
Boobie?
Remember your first clue? No, remember your first clue,
it
breasts.
It was closer.
Your second clue is slang. What's your answer?
Boob.
Closer.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to say that as a word. I am not going to say that as a word.
You got to say it. You had to say it to win the game. It's worth the tarot card reading. All right. Next word. The next word. Cow. Cow.
Udder?
No, it's the other word. It's the other word. You know the
so
word. You just didn't want to
today.
Say it. You knew it was tits. You knew it was tits.
I mean, won't say a word like that. You know this.
You can say tits.
Josh wins. Yay.
Josh wins. Josh wins on tits.
But he knew I wouldn't
all right.
say that word. No.
Josh wins on tits.
There
Pat
is not
Oberlin,
a word I won't
so
say.
I'm going to have to get that boundary contract back out.
I know. We got to sign that contract. Pat Oberlin, would you please give Angela, who's been a good sport, a reading,
yes,
please?
Yes, but I need her to speak to me for a few minutes while I shuffle.
There you go.
Sure.
Talk about the weather or something.
It was beautiful last night. Dianne Feinstein's Last Night to Breathe. I really am sad about that. Oh, my God. Woke up and that was the news. So she was the topic of my high school reunion back in August. It was interesting. Very interesting. I don't know what to say.
Okay, I've got it. I've got it.
Oh, well, thank you. And I do
just
appreciate it.
Give me a second. I just have to put them on the table.
I got you. I got you.
I don't know if this was from the questions we were doing or if this is what's happening to you, so tell me if I'm wrong. There seems to be a lot of problems around you right now.
Yes.
Grief and arguments about sacrifices and disappointments. Suspicions about a man.
I don't
worry
about the man
love.
Part, but the others, yes.
Okay, you have new opportunities coming, but you do have to look at them when they come. If you don't look up, you're not going to see the opportunity.
Okay.
There is new money coming for you.
Well, that's always good.
That is kind of coming through the problem you're having. So,
well, I'll be grateful
associated.
When it arrives.
Oh, yeah, you will. It does show solid stuff. Let me do a quick second reading and see what it says, okay? Just a second, I'm having trouble picking them up. I cut my fingernails off. Okay. Let me have another look here.
Sure.
Okay, this one says it's destiny, you're going to succeed. There's something about school or learning here, some kind of teaching. Either you're going to be learning or you are going to be teaching somebody. It is a good direction to go. And it shows success for you with a different man than the other reading.
Oh, that
shows. Pardon?
I said that's good. Success is good.
Yeah. Now there is success coming, but one of the changes of luck comes through a woman that you know. So you're going to be offered schooling or learning and work through someone else, a female.
Okay.
You're going to learn something about your kids. They're doing well. There's security. And the school thing is very thick through here. But everything leads to success. So whatever's going on now, just basically ignore it because things are going to pick up in a very short while.
Well, good. That's always wonderful.
Yeah, is there school for you or some kind of learning?
I don't have plans to. But, you know, things can always change.
Yeah. It shows it pretty thick there that things would improve for the better as soon as you take up that kind of activity. But like I said, I'm not sure if you're the teacher or the student.
Well, I don't know.
Guess you'll find out, won't you?
Mm-hmm.
That's a
well,
very
I really
good
do appreciate
reason.
That.
Now, Angela, I've known Pat Overland for over 7 years.
That's a good name, Pat Overland.
Yeah. Now, but this is what you don't know about me. I have been her apprentice lately.
Ooh.
And I have learned. Yes, I have. Give me a shot.
Pat, where can I find you? Are you on TikTok? Are you on YouTube?
I don't
Me?
Exist with
Pat. Oh, no, I forgot to ask. I'm sorry, Brian.
No, go. No,
I'm
it's important. She does have a website. Give her your website, Pat.
You go to spiritualniagara.ca, and information's under the directory, the member directory.
Okay.
Under readings.
And are you on TikTok? I bet you would make a lot of money
no.
on TikTok.
No, I don't do social media. You know what, honey? I'm really old, and I don't know most of these programs.
Do you have someone that's youngish around you that can help set you up on TikTok?
Me.
Because it's
me,
really easy.
Me.
Are you on TikTok, Brian?
Yes, I am on TikTok. I do the TikTok-y.
Well, once you get 1,000 followers, you can do a live. You know, where people are watching you do cards live. And they'll give you gifts or they'll give you, like, Venmo or Cash App. You know, fast nickel is better than a slow dime.
Hey, did you know that I'm going live? You know I'm going live.
But I've never really thought of doing that. And I think I'm restricted for another year because I signed some agreement with somebody. So.
You signed
yeah,
an agreement.
Yeah, I should have been her manager. Listen, I don't have much time. Wait. I got another treat for you, Angela. Hold on, okay? What I'm going to do, and I don't do this very often, and you know the guy I am. I'm very humble, and I'm really good.
I'm
and you know how humble and amazing I am. I am, as Pat's apprentice, I am going to give you a treat. I am going to channel my training. And I'm going to give you my card reading. How you like that?
All right.
All right. Are you open for it?
Sure.
I don't sound too happy about that. All right. I'll take it as a yes.
No, I'm just waiting.
All right. Let me shuffle my cap. And I like Pat, since I am the apprentice, I got to hear your voice, and we're going to get a little chat, and I'm going to get my cards out. Are you ready? Now.
I'm ready.
Oh,
the grieving. That has to be Diane Feinstein. I really was a mess this morning. Such a mess.
Were you?
Yeah, I was.
Well, that would explain the first reading.
Yes, it will.
I just connected it. I'm like, really?
You have to focus with me.
You have to focus with me
so I can get your spiritual thing. Now, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions like Pat does. Now, in my humble opinion, in my psychic spiritual senses, my spidey senses, are you wearing a sweater or some kind of beanie or hat?
No.
Are you wearing a bra?
Okay, I see where this is going. This
okay,
is
okay,
going
I'm sorry,
stop.
Sorry. No, that
right
has
here.
About being a psychic.
Now, Pat,
right.
What you don't know is I have a contract on boundaries with Brian that he has yet to sign.
Hey, I can't help it. The entities are talking to me. Okay, here we go. You know, I'm going to pull up a card. Pat's going to tell you what the card is about, and I'm going to do the reading for you. This is a real reading, by the way, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to tell you how you feel about yourself. And the card I pulled was the moon. And, Pat, will you please tell us what the moon is about?
The moon is about connecting with your subconscious, to really look at it, to be aware of what your inner thoughts are. Because a lot of times things get a little bit hazy about that point in the cards, where you may have enemies around you, you may have problems, and that card indicates you should be looking at that.
Right, and this is how you feel about yourself. This is the card. These are real. These are real, by the way, Angela. It says here you feel confused. You're vulnerable and you're full of doubts. However, it all seems like fear. You feel fear. But you do it anyway, because if you do it, it will turn out well. Expect the new and unexpected, and show up and welcome it into your life. Your turbulent emotions are muddying the waters, so step back and try to find clarity. Do it for your mind. No matter how difficult this proves to be, things may seem tough or confusing, but stick with it, and it's right for you. That's the moon. I pulled up another card for you, Angela. And it's what you want most right now. The card says this is what you want most right now. Now, did you think about a vibrator or a dildo?
Oh, Jesus.
I was hoping you wouldn't say something like that.
It's not me. It's the spiritual entities.
It's you.
Well, yeah,
being an adult.
Okay. The card that I pulled up was Wheel of Fortune. And please, Pat, tell us what the card is about.
New car? Did I win a new car?
That's a card. You got a new card
called
Wheel of Fortune. Wheel of Fortune.
Now, due to the readings I did, the Wheel of Fortune, you'd be at the bottom right now, not happy. The second reading I did, you would be changed to the better position. So
the better position.
Change like a wheel, you know, things change like seasons or anything else.
Okay. Well, this is your card. This is what you want most right now. The wheel suggests that you're looking for a turning point in your life, some positive change. And if that's the case, expect it now. Life will go up a gear or two, and events will accelerate you forward. Destiny is at play here. Have you noticed a number of events that seem rather coincidental? The synchronicity?
Well, that's
a word.
Normal in my life, but...
Okay. Trust it and go with the flow. Thus, the cards say that. And I pulled up, you got two more cards. This is about your fears. This is what you're feeling right now. You're fearing this, Angela. You got some fears. And the card that I pulled up is called The Lovers.
I do. That actually is very true, Brian.
Yeah, of course. I'm the apprentice of the great Pat Oberlin. Thank you. I'm going to tell you about your fears. Pat, I pulled up the Lovers card. Can you please tell us what the Lovers card is about?
Okay, you have to make choices between love and lust. You have to really decide what you want more, if you want stability or if you want fun. And so, yeah, your choices are probably right there. It also indicates lovers, but I think on the path you're on, you're dealing with choices.
It would have been in my past because I've been so focused on some projects that I've done. But, you know, I've lost weight, and it bothers me when people say things to me a lot, you know, because I'm so focused on projects.
Well, I'm going to talk to you about your fears. I pulled up the card, the lovers. I'm getting my little senses going here. I feel, are you wearing some kind of rings, like two or three rings on your hand? Are you wearing rings?
No, I don't wear rings at all. I wear very little jewelry. Because it gives you away. Too many people can guess more about you by what you're wearing, you know, when it comes to jewelry.
Yes. Well, the card says you're wearing rings, so you're wearing rings. Don't fool the cards.
Okay.
Here you
Brian,
go.
Brian, can I ask you a question?
Yes. Wait a minute. Let me hold the entities at bay, so it doesn't get confused with your reading. Yes, Josh. What is your question?
You keep asking about articles of clothing and
yes.
jewelry. Mm-hmm. I wonder how effective.
Noticed.
I wonder how effective this would be if you were to do a reading at a nudist colony.
It'd be pretty good. It'd be pretty good.
That's
I'm a
bee.
Gypsy.
Woo.
I'm auditioning.
There was a bee.
Oh, there's a bee? The bee is good. Don't
it
let
was.
It sting you. Don't hurt the bee. The bee is good. The entity
no,
brought
I'm not
the bee
hurting
to
bee.
You.
I just wanted it away.
Let the bee. Let the bee. No. It's a good sign if the bee stings you directly in the eyeball, because the fortune teller.
Oh right, Josh.
You are a bad entity. Don't listen to that entity.
Okay. Now you're starting to sound like a Scientologist.
Yeah. Where's the dragon blood? We must banish for. We must banish Josh. Okay. Here's your card. The lovers. The lovers.
We did the lovers.
So, well, no, I haven't read her thing. Someone's heart is ruling your head. There's somebody in your head right now. Your heart is ruling
their head. They should
head.
Be
They're
afraid.
Thinking about you. Yeah, they should be. You are so afraid of being hurt, you are remaining paralyzed and non-action. You are so afraid of being hurt, you're remaining paralyzed and non-action.
Well,
you haven't
so
been laid
curious.
For a long
time.
When was the last time you've been laid?
You don't need
I mean,
to tell me about that part of my life.
It's not me, it's the entity. Oh, stay in
okay,
the entity.
Okay, go ahead.
To have right. or not to have, to stay or to go. Throw caution to the wind and throw some money to the guy who's reading you the tarot card. Never mind, I added that. But throw caution to the wind.
Hey, Brian, can I name your entity, Retardo?
Wait, Brian, you are disturbing the force. Okay, entities, stay back. Okay, yes, Josh. Yes, Josh.
Your entity's new name is Retardo.
Oh, Ricardo.
That's
I'm going to take it as Ricardo.
Word.
I heard what you said, but I'm taking Ricardo.
He must come from
I like
a musical
that name.
Background. You come from
but
a musical background, Josh?
No, I just want that to set a baseline for future shows whenever he does this again and be like, oh, Ricardo was here.
Yes, Ricardo. Now, here we go. I'm finished reading you.
I
you
just assumed that Josh was part of a musical background, then. That's why.
He might be. But the entities are talking to you, Angela. You must listen or evil spirits will come upon you. Now, here we have. to have... Or not to have, to stay or go. Throw caution to the wind, Angela. Great happiness awaits you. If you can trust what you feel and ignore the fear, everything will be okay. Trust
Which
what
card
you
is
feel.
That?
That is called the lover's card.
Let me translate that.
Follow me now.
Oh.
Yeah, that's from this Cleo.
The spirit just gave me a middle finger.
Nothing.
I must continue. You're upsetting
okay
the entities.
Absolutely. I prefer
you are
that.
Upset. They're going to possess you when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
You're
I'm
upsetting
Catholic.
The entities.
It doesn't work that
easy. I know you're Catholic.
It doesn't
so are the
way.
Entities. I know. Your next card, you only got two more.
I really appreciate the reading. I'm sorry, what?
No, you're not done. You're not done.
Okay.
I got this.
Oh, I just wanted to
this one.
I really appreciated it.
Thank you. This card is for what's going. This is what's going for you right now. This is what's happening. This is what's going for you.
Okay.
I pulled up the magician. Pat, please tell her about the magician.
Good.
Yeah.
The magician card is basically create a visualization. If you can create it in your brain and pull it in, you can make it real.
Oh, I manifest.
Yeah.
And Angela, please make unicorns real for the rest
there
of us.
You go.
What?
No,
unicorn?
I believe you.
I'm just saying, make it real for the rest of us.
Okay.
Unicorns. You were saying unicorns. Please make unicorns real. Now, if you want to have real unicorns, you got to go to Pat Oberlin's Bakery. She has gummies. Take a couple of those gummies, and you will ride that unicorn. Well, here we go. Okay, I got to continue with her reading. Here we go. If you consider a new enterprise or relationship, you will find the self-belief, confidence that you have, and ingenuity that you have, you'll make it a success. Perhaps you desire a promotion or a pay increase at work. You may strongly and truly believe that if you were chosen to work for yourself, it could be very prosperous. Go for it. That's the card. You have another card. It comes down to, this is what's going against you. It's called the Hangman. Please describe, Pat Oberlin, the Hangman.
Oh, it's just self-sacrifice. It's deciding what you need to let go of or what you need to deal with that you don't want to.
Well, there you go.
Ooh,
Angela.
Is it possible for like a simple Catholic thing without cards?
No. The Pope may bless
no,
you, my
not
son.
At all.
But first you must be molested 50 times.
We're just
going to
keep the Christians out of the conversation. I get it.
I don't need the Christians. You damn Christian. Where's the lion? All right. Here we
go.
Well,
I mean, he deserves to be heard, so.
No,
he doesn't.
I'm just saying, it's a simple statement.
God has heard you, my
yes,
son, no? and Jesus ignored you like the rest of us. Thank you.
Yeah, that's not the point. Yeah, okay. Simple. I don't have any cards. Whatever you're pursuing.
Wait. I got to read
whatever
the card.
No, he has something that he wants to read for me. What is it?
Well,
it's not
this
a
is
reading.
Going...
I don't have any. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll be quiet.
Okay.
Angela, this is what's going against
it.
You. This is what's going against you. The Hangman card is going against you. You are allowing yourself to be victimized and emotionally blackmailed by others. Or you're playing the martyr or victim to try to manipulate others. Don't be too materialistic or try and hang on to someone or something for all the wrong reasons. Someone or something has to go. You must find the ability to let go and give this up. Don't worry. It will turn out for the better. There you go. Your last one is your likely outcome. It's called justice. Pat, please tell us what justice is about.
You basically get what you deserve. Whatever you've been putting out will come back to you. It will show up as being in court if there's certain other cards with it, but you haven't had those.
It's what you deserve. You will get many spankings from a young man who's a pool boy.
Stop it.
All
that's
right,
enough.
Here we go. I'm sorry. All right, here we go. Justice. Name Ricardo. Justice. Justice will be done. Decisions will go in your favor, particularly regarding partnerships or legal matters. Now is the time, Angela, for some good luck and reward for your good deeds in the past. That
oh,
is
that
my reading.
Time.
That is my reading for you, dear.
Well,
thank you.
That was very good. You only deviated a few times.
Right. Well, you could pay me in sexual favors. I take
add another
very
thing
much.
To your boundary.
Yeah, all right. We'll get to your next heart reading, Missy.
You
need
to
devolve
to that eventually.
Eventually. Thanks for being a good sport.
Not acceptable to me. But I really do appreciate the reading. I think you did quite well, considering not your thing. I mean, Pat used to doing it all the time.
I think it was important, and we missed the plot there, to start that off with Brian is the worst.
I know.
That's our baseline.
No, he's not the worst. No.
But he is.
Well, we just have to encourage him to do even better. I don't think
that's
a bad reason.
That optimism. I love that about people.
Isn't it? She's such an optimist.
I think you should start reading people, too. I mean, you've got Pat can help teach if she wants to teach you.
Oh, no.
Pat is a professional.
I'm taking stuff, so that's against my...
Yes.
Yeah,
she's
a pagan.
She's a great
guy.
Religious, eh?
How is that not pagan?
Well, you know, we were going to go into Ouija board, and we didn't get to it yesterday. Linda Blair was talking about the making of The Exorcist, but there's something more I want you to hear about Linda Blair. I did not know she was dating Rick James. Here's Linda Blair dating Rick James. Listen.
They partied. And I have to go.
In the morning.
In the morning.
In the morning. Only on 45. Wake your punk ass up.
Wow. Sway in the morning, shade 4 5, 7 minutes past the top of the hour. Now, if you do not recognize that clip, that is a clip from
The Exorcist.
The Exorcist, ladies and gentlemen, citizens, Linda Blair is here. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show.
Do you know that was a classic, classic piece? Does anybody know what they just heard? Do you know what you just heard? You just heard the dialogue as I gave the dialogue without the demon voice on top of it. Do you realize? I've never heard it before. That was me, which people know that was me.
Right.
Did you hear how little high my voice was? That was me saying the dialogue.
Right.
And then Mercedes McCambridge came in and they did the whole thing. And that's how the voice ended up like that. But do you realize you just heard it without the voice?
No, I didn't realize that, but you just scared the shit out of me doing that voice right there. Can you do that voice again, Linda? Can you do the voice?
Very happy to see you today. That's not that good, though, today. See, I didn't, my voice, it's long hours.
Did you make that voice up? Did you create that voice?
No. Well, what you just heard on that clip was me speaking the dialogue way back years ago. And then Mercedes McCambridge, Billy Friedkin, many people were involved in California in doing all the looping, like you work on with microphones and in radio and so on. And in feature films, cartoon movies, you'll see people doing different voices. Hey, how you doing, buddy? And,
mm-hmm.
So it's just sound effect voices, and that was Mercedes McCambridge that dubbed on top of the voice you just heard a second ago.
Sway in the morning, shade 4 5. Linda Blair is here. Do you still do voiceover work at all? Actress?
One would think that I would. I'm from New York, so I'm a Connecticut.
These interviewers suck, man. These interviewers, I mean, I give good interviews, but these interviewers suck. Without any kind of script or teleprompter, and they're on their own, it's stupid questions. It makes me get a headache. I'm trying to get to a point where she says she admits dating Rick James, so bear with me. Here we go.
Girl who did modeling way before you were born. I was doing modeling and commercials in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was about 12 or 13 years old, I told my mother I didn't want to work in the business anymore. I wanted to be a veterinarian. So she said, okay. And that's when the interview for The Exorcist came along. It was the number one novel many years ago. Everybody get really excited. And so the movie, no one knew it was going to change anybody's lives, let alone mine. So years later, yes, I dabble in voiceover work, but not as much as I'd really like to do voiceover work because it's actually a very nice working income to have.
Wow. Well, we were all here talking about The Exorcist prior to you walking in, and we didn't realize that this movie came out in 1973.
Before you were born.
Well, in 1973. And when I was telling a friend of mine last night, I was like, oh, my goodness, Linda Blair is coming on the show. The first thing he said to me was, Linda Blair, do you notice she used to date Rick James?
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
You know, I have not been asked that in so long. So There was.
Wait. We want to hear this. We want to hear this story. You are listening to Cold Blooded by Rick James. Why? Because Linda Blair is here, and she used to date Rick James. I know, citizens. I know you can't believe it. I couldn't believe it either. Linda, and you just said, first of all, I heard that Cold Blooded was about you. Is that true? Let me know, because I love stories.
What's it worth to you?
Oh, mommy. I'm not sure. What is it worth? I would just love to know if that's true or not.
He said it was. Here's how it goes. Rick James was as big a talent as we have ever known. He was admired from one end of the planet to the other. He was a huge superstar.
Mm-hmm.
And so one day there was an article that came out. One of the things was, who's your favorite musician? It was like, oh, yeah, you know, Rick James.
That's what you said.
Huge.
Right.
Everybody loved Rick James. And the next thing I know, I get a phone call. And so that's how the friendship, that's how a lot of celebrities reach out to each other. And then he was just an amazing person, that funny.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of comedians were around him. A lot of people don't realize how funny Rick was. And he was an amazing talent. I mean, he wrote half of his songs, his hits, in 30 minutes.
Well, we did have an opportunity to know how funny Rick James was. He actually did a few episodes of the Dave Chappelle Show, and
yes,
he did a special segment. We got to find out how funny he was.
It's 3 in the morning, only on J45.
Well, there you go. And a song that Rick James did for Linda Blair, here's a little bit of it called Cold Blooded. Listen to the lyrics.
I'm not quite sure how far we've got. Well, we can see what's going on now in the hall outside. It's obviously a complicated process because we just had 13 musicians on stage and we're changing over for 12.
How does this guy get on my thing? Hold on. Get off my air. Here we go. So I'm going to hear the song, Cold Blooded, and let's see if it's about Linda Blair. Here we go. That's a song.
And it's important to point out that Foreigner came out with Cold as Ice in 1977 when Rick James came out with Cold Blooded in 1983. Same concept.
But there you have it. Well, let's believe
nothing
in a fairy
original.
Tale and a story. And, yeah,
nothing
I mean, a lot
original.
Of songs. Well, you know.
We are just toppling on top of each other with the same bad ideas over and over again.
Orson Welles said that there's only three original ideas in Hollywood, the rest are adaptations. And he said that in 1954. Orson Welles, everybody. That's an interesting story.
The guy that, wasn't it released in 1957?
What, the Cold as Ice?
No, the book, 1984.
Oh, no,
so,
I wasn't
Cold
thinking
as
of
ice
the book, 1984. But, you know, but there is, we got 13
was that 1957?
I don't know. I don't know when it came out. And if I don't have it in front of me, I am afraid to say it because some people say, just because you're on the radio, I should have the facts.
Ryan is a simple creature. No, I'm just kidding.
I am. But going, sticking with Hollywood, I saw a movie that I thought was great, Little Shop of Horrors. Anybody see Little Shop of Horrors? Anybody?
Oh,
yeah.
Of course I saw Little Shop of Horrors.
Okay. Well, apparently Steve Martin is pissed off. He's pissed off. And guess what I did? You're not going to believe. Oh, here, I got him. Here's the headline from the Hollywood Reporter. Steve Martin responds to the Little Shop of Horror co-star Miriam Margolis. She claims of horrid behavior on a set. I have to object. Now, do you know who she was in Little Shop of Horrors? You guys know.
Yes.
She was the blonde. Right?
Oh, so she was treated like a blonde.
Well, here's what she claims. She was a blonde with Seymour. She had that song, Suddenly Seymour, Standing Beside Me. Remember that? And Little Shop of Horrors. Oh, really? Come on. Come on.
Admittedly, your singing voice is horrible, but yes.
It is atrocious, but I don't get paid for that. Here's her singing it. Here's her. She's elite. Here's her singing it. And so you guys will know who. You guys will know exactly who she is.
This
so
is
apparently
definitely
we get
not
the,
Brian singing.
It is not me singing. I guarantee you. This is her.
It's a night spot. I work there. My night's open. We weren't making. Regatta. It's a night spot. I work there. My night's open. We weren't making much money. I put on cheap and tasteless outfits, not nice ones like this. Low and nasty clothes.
Audrey, that's all behind you now. You got nothing to be ashamed of. You're a very nice person. I always knew you were. Underneath the bruises and the haircuts, you know what I saw? A girl I respected. And still
Wait
do.
A minute. I screwed up. The girl that you heard was Ellen Green. It wasn't who I thought it was. I had to do a retraction. Sorry. Miriam is the one who claims it was horrid. I guess she's a Harry Potter actress that only murders in the building star actually hit her on the set of the film. There she is. So she says Steve Martin is pissed off. Steve Martin is responding to her accusation. His Little Shop of Horrors co-star, Miriam Margolis, made about the actor in her new memoir, Oh, Miriam, Stories from the Extraordinary Life. In a statement to the Hollywood Reporter, Martin said he remembered their time on the set differently, noting he took extreme caution when it came to filming this scene in which Margolis said he actually hit her. So she's claiming that Steve Martin actually hit her in the movie, and he's saying that he did not. He says, when I first read Miriam Margolis...
Steve Martin, the comedic actor, sounds like a very... He seems like a very violent, misogynistic type of thing.
No, if he did hit her, he was off his mark. I mean, she says,
he
but
hit her. Steve Martin?
No. Well, he says, when I first read Marion Margolis, and she's trying to recount of our scene in Little Shop of Horrors, I was surprised. My memory is that we had a good communication as professional actors. Martin's statement read, but when it is implied that I harmed her or was in some way careless about doing the stunts, I have to object. I remember taking extreme caution regarding the fake punch. I remember. That's when he got off the motorcycle. Remember when he got off the motorcycle in Little Shop of Horror and that woman came by and he punched her in the face? Remember that? Remember that scene?
Yeah.
I remember it. Okay, that was her. She actually implied that he hit her. And Steve says he did not. He remembers taking extreme caution regarding the fake punch. The same caution I would use with any similar scene. Now, we talked about it. It's kind of coincidence that it took all these years she made this accusation. And I told you guys once, when a star you never heard about for a long period of time, when their publicist will make up some kind of salacious story that you'll pay attention to because she has either a book coming out or a film coming out. That's what they do. That's what the publicists do. So they'll make up some shit so you would put her back into your memory and buy her book or see her film. In this case, she has a new book coming out. And so she had to say that Steve Martin hit her.
Like,
but
it's like when Elliot Page was like the day before she was about to release, or he or whatever it is, was about to release the book, and then she was like, I came out of the hotel, and some kind of bigot yelled, "I'm going to gay bash you, and this is why I need guns." And then, yeah, that made media coverage because everybody's stupid.
Yeah, well, that's what publishers do. So nobody's going to remember that girl. But nobody's going to remember that girl in that scene when Steve Martin gets off the motorcycle and then he punches that girl before he goes into the dentist's office, unless you're a big fan of Little Shop of Horrors. But
I don't know.
So
I don't know, man. It was a cult classic, and it is a cult classic, but it's not a cult classic like Donnie Darko or anything like that. It's not, like, modern enough for people to remember.
You don't think so?
I'm saying young people will watch it, but young people are not going to watch it. Like, young people, like, born, like, in the past 10 years will watch something from the 90s before they'll watch something from the 80s.
Well, you know, I'm not going to play it all the way, but here's my favorite song in the Little Shop of Horrors, and then we're going to move on to Why Men Don't Go Down on Women Correctly.
You're really gonna go there? Eh?
Well,
it's not health news. It's clickbait bullshit. You know it. You are the devil.
I am not the devil. I am not the devil. Who said that? Me, Satan. Well, Mr. Solution should know this. He hasn't been with a woman since in the 90s. But here's one of the songs.
Well, why are you going to crap on him like that? Freaking even, what's his name? The porn guy. What's his name?
Harry Reams or John Holmes or
Hugh Hefner got it until he died.
Well, here you go. Just a little bit. Listen. I don't know if it's going to play, but I hope it does. Let's see.
Every household in America, thousands of you eating. That's what you had in mind all along, isn't it?
No shit, Sherlock.
We're not talking about one hungry plant here. We're talking about world conquest.
And I want to thank you.
I'm not going to get away with this. Your kind never does. I don't care what it takes. Only one of us gets out of here alive.
Better wait a minute. You better hold the phone. Better mind your manners. Better change your tone. Don't you threaten me, son. You got a lot of gold. We're gonna do things my way, or we won't do things at all. You're in trouble.
dust from out of space, and it looks like you've been had. I'm just a mean green mother from out of space, so get off my back. Get off my face, cause I'm mean and green, and I am bad. Wanna save your skin, boy? You wanna save your hide? You wanna see tomorrow? You better step aside. You better take a hit, boy. Want some good advice? You better take it easy, cause you won't get on thin ice. You don't know what you're dealing with. No, you never did. You don't know what you're looking at. But that's tough, kitty, kid. The lion don't sleep tonight, and if you pull his tail, he roars. You see, that ain't fair. You see, that ain't nice. You know what I say? Up yours.
Song. There you go. There you go. Well,
Brian clearly didn't want to talk in his own show. That's why he keeps playing these clips. How you doing, buddy?
I doubt then.
I know.
But I got him. I got him. And here you go. But do you believe in tarot cards, Steve? Oh, Steve, I'm looking at something. Josh, seriously, I got 1 minute. Let's have a serious talk. Do you believe that tarot card readers are black magic or tarot cards are black magic? Do you believe that?
I don't. No, I think that's a paganistic nonsense belief system where you believe that nature is the ultimate determining factor and that you can channel that into some pieces of paper in front of you.
There you go. Well, you got a good reading, and I think it works well. The spirits go to Pat, and Pat is a spiritual healer. Pat, thank you so much for coming on the show today. We don't have time to go to the Ouija board. We don't have time to do 5 ways that a man should go down on a woman because people are
jacked.
But I will give you a hint on 5 ways when you go down on a woman, what the main thing is.
I don't want a hint.
Okay. That'll be tomorrow. All right, everybody. Josh, thank you for coming in. I really appreciate it. You were fun.
I'm sorry. Time out. You need to start putting Esquire on your name.
Why?
Brian Esquire.
Esquire.
Esquire, yes.
Just Esquire.
You passed the
bar,
you sold your soul. You're trying to over here again with all this licentious nonsense.
It's not nonsense. I happen to believe it. Did you know that?
I know you believe in it because you're a ridiculous person. Oh, no, my friend. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's
I believe
what
in
we
it.
Be
well, you,
you
know, a person
in it
who.
Like you asked what somebody thought about the moon earlier. The moon is a dead rock that reflects light off of the sun, and we see it. So,
well, that's what you believe. I believe the moon is made out of cheese, and it's Swiss cheese, and I love it. Yummy. What people believe, people believe. And what I'm trying to say, when people go into religious, whether they're Catholic, whether they're Baptist, whether they're agnostic.
I'm not worried about – no, I understand. Okay. When it comes to faith,
it makes you very uncomfortable. It makes you very uncomfortable to talk about religion.
Who?
It does, right, Pat? Can you sense it? Can you sense how uncomfortable he is talking about religion?
The conversation at all. My point is that when it comes to belief, that's something that the individual has to take in, but you have to be tethered in reality. If you're not tethered in reality, the reality of your tangible existence, your objective reality, then everything goes off the handle like it is today.
Well, the show is a train wreck, but people's reality are different. In Pat's world, this is her reality. So who's to say whose reality is more reality than the other reality? Who's to say?
But I'm saying mine is faith. I'm not going to say that what I believe everybody else should believe or that anybody should listen to what I say.
Well, in our next segment, in our next segment, we will talk about Josh molesting the voodoo doll that he calls Mommy. Stay tuned for that.
And I'm going to set Brian on fire. It's going to be a beautiful display. I will do it in the desert. We will call it the Burning Man.
The Burning Man. You're right. Oh, Jesus. Josh, thanks for coming in, buddy. I will be on.
The Burning Ricardo.
You're Ricardo. Hey, I'm a great reader. I'm her apprentice, and she's so proud. The show was sponsored by Pat Oberlin. Pat's Bakery, home of Patty Cakes,
Pat,
world famous devil cake.
The only decent person to fall into the show ever. Thank you, Pat.
He brings me on the air every day. And Pat, please tell the website that, and Angela will go to the website. Please tell the website where people can reach you.
SpiritualNiagara.ca in the members directory under readings.
That's right.
Can you repeat that, Brian?
Go ahead, Pat.
Okay, SpiritualNiagara.ca in the members directory.
I'm sorry. No, it was just hard to hear that.
Spiritual Niagara.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm actually going to pull it up on my phone right now.
.ca.
CA, yes.
And Pat,
Canada.
When they get to that, they look under Pat Oberlin. Is that what they do once they get to the website?
They go to member directory, and then it's got readings and messages. Go to that section, and my name comes up. I'm about the seventh person in the list.
There you go.
It does it alphabetically.
And if you don't, and I got people who endorse the show. Listen to this.
Hello there. Hey, this is George Bailey. You know, even right here in Bedford Falls, when we want to get our crazy on, we listen to Hammer 96.7 weekdays, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern. With your host, Brian the Hammer Jackson, and his lovely assistant, Ellen Johnson.
There you go, from Bedford Falls. That's George Bailey there, who endorses our show. I want to thank you, George.
That sounded like, what was that one black and white show where the cop didn't carry a gun because he wanted to be a part of the community? So
Annie Griffith? Annie Griffith?
Yeah.
With Barney Fife?
Green Acres.
Yeah. Green Acres. I want to thank Angela for coming in the show today. Thank you, Angela, because I know you're still listening. And, of course, the wonderful Pat, the world famous psychic.
Okay, I'm sorry. I clicked on that, and it's profiles, and it's all like categories. Which one would I click to find you?
Readings and messages.
Readings and messages.
This should be 9, 8 or 9.
Yeah, and then there's a bunch of, like, there's angel card readings, clairvoyant, gypsy. I mean, there's a bunch of.
You have to go down to my name.
Oh, okay.
And then you can expand it by pressing on my name. It'll take you to the full readout.
Miss
Yep. And here's a message for Pat. There you go. Something to listen to.
There's Pat Oberlin.
I want to thank Pat Oberlin.
Yeah, Oberlin. Yeah.
I'm clicking on your page right now, man.
There you go.
Okay.
You see sexy Pat? Is your picture up there, Pat? Are you there?
That's how you have to do it. Forcefully. That's how you have to do it. Forcefully against people's will.
Oh, I used to, Josh. I used to. I had no idea what I was doing.
I appreciate. Oh, it's all here. Okay. Thank you, Pat. I'm gonna send you a. Okay. I don't know how this works, but this is gonna be.
Just send a message to my email or whatever.
There you go.
All right,
everybody.
Brian the Hammer Jackson is also terrible. We should also remember that. Thank you, Brian. Take us out.
Don't forget. Do my little review on Yelp. I love the reviews. All right, everybody. Have a great weekend. Today's Friday, right? Have a great weekend, everybody. I'll see you Monday.
Okay.
I'll see you
Monday.
Bye, everybody.
Please take my money. Well, I'm in need. Yes, it's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over town. That digs on me. She killed me, mom. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now, I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. She need a bomb, met her at a beauty salon with a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I can tell you rock, I can tell by your charm. Far as girls, you got a flock, I can tell by your charm and your arm. But I'm looking for the one, have you seen her? My psychic told me she have an ass like Serena, Trina, Gina, for Lopez, 4 kids. And I gotta take all they badass to show this. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I put up in the bins, they all got a bin. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you fucking with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to fuck with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas, Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas, Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his years. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got Lyco with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should've got that insured Geico for your money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want prenup. We want prenup, yeah. It's something that you need to have. And when she leave your ass, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, 18 years. And on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas, Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas, Get down, girl, gon' head, get down, Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down, You got knees. You don't want a dude to smoke, but he can't buy weed. You go out to eat, you can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all washing, watch him. He gon' make it to a beans out of that toxin. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week is a surprise. So, keep by his side. I know his dude's falling, and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he gets
Tony Leo asked for a white girl. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. Let me hear that back.